in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk. Community Hospital pregame continues here on 103.9 The Hawk, online at highplainsradio.net or 103.9 The Hawk app. Thursday night football, Clint John Field here in Cambridge, Maywood Hayes Center, Cambridge. We just had a chance to hear from Coach Collins talking about the Wolves. Get a chance to talk to head coach Catlin Rice over at Cambridge. Coach, I know home game, kind of a rare Thursday night. You always like the Friday night lights, but at least it's under the lights here on a Thursday night. You don't have to play the dreaded afternoon games, huh?
Yeah, you always want to play Fridays, but it just worked out with officials and kind of how things were. We kind of had a issue when we were trying to get our schedule last year. We were about 15 minutes behind everybody. Our schedule was load, so we were kind of put in some weird situations for the home games, but you know, it's okay. Yeah, it's a Thursday game. It's a night game. It'll be a lot better than the Loomis game that was at 3 o'clock in the afternoon on a 92-degree day. So we're excited to play. And actually, you know, we're going to give our kids the next day off, so they're going to have a three-day weekend. So they're looking forward to that, too. Just a little bit of break right before we, you know, get down here in the home stretch.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. The afternoon game, yeah, it's been so darn hot. We just can't get rid of these 90s here, even in late September, early October. I'm sure it had to take maybe a few breaks, a few more water breaks than that one against Loomis, didn't you?
Yeah, and we talked to the officials before, if we needed an extra 2 minutes here and there, that's what we did. And I felt like our kids did pretty well there in the first half, and then when we got into the second half, it kind of got pretty tough. So but that's part of it, unfortunately. And like you said, you want to have those evening games more than not, just for the fact of the heat.
Stopped a nice little winning streak. You had started with Arapahoe, then Franklin Axtell Bertrand had a couple of nice games. And again, you look at the only two teams you've lost to, they're both 5-0. So you haven't lost a chopped liver, that's for sure.
Yeah, our kids are getting better each and every day, each and every week. Really, since the week of Arapahoe, we've been able to, you know, do some different things on both sides of the football and special teams too. So, Arapahoe's 5-0, beat some good quality teams. Loomis is 5-0, beat some good quality teams. And, like last week, we still feel like we were right there in the game. The game kind of, you know, you talk about this all the time as a coach, coming down to execution. I mean, we out-yarded Loomis last week, but, they were able to find the end zone on some big plays, and we weren't. We had some huge penalties in certain situations that put us behind the chain or a bad snap, and that's what those types of games can come down to when you're talking about two good football teams playing. Just the simple fact of executing on one play at a time, that's a lot of times the difference between winning and losing.
You know, because of injuries at the quarterback position, you've went with some freshmen. You feel like those freshmen are starting, you know, after four or five games, settling in a little bit better for you game by game.
Yeah, absolutely. Abrams really just kind of taking over that starting role between him and Braxton. Braxton still rotates in, does a really good job, but Abram is just a little bit more dynamic in throwing and running the football. And he's doing some good things. You know, he's not really turning over the football, throwing the ball. Just got to work on seeing the field a little bit better. But I couldn't ask much more of a freshman, you know, being able to come in and kind of just manage with the team. We're not asking a whole lot of him, but at the same point, you know, we're going to be into week six here. So he's not necessarily a freshman anymore. So, because you're talking at least, you know, about 60 snaps a game. So he's matured, and we just hope that continues throughout the year. And then, that's going to progress for him in the future, too.
Maywood Hayes Center tonight on a Thursday. Coach, the Wolves, they're looking for a win. This is both teams. I would you say kind of a must-win situation a little bit for these teams to keep yourself alive in this district and get yourself in the playoff contention?
Yeah, I mean, I feel like this is an important game, like you said, for both teams, because Maywood Hayes Center, just looking at their remaining schedules, they got to win two of their last three probably to get into the playoffs, and we need to probably for sure get at least one more. We'd like to get a few, you know, we'd like to win all three so we can host at least maybe the first round, potentially the second round. So it's a huge game. We're kind of taking these last three games as these are playoff games here on the way out. just to set us up for playoffs. We want to host. We want to still win the district. We still have that opportunity. So we're just taking each game very important at a, you know, one at a time, and hoping we can get it done.
And they've got some skilled guys, Cody Schwenk, Grady Erickson, guys like that. Some skilled guys you got to look out for.
Yeah, they do have some skilled guys. The Erickson kid, the Schwenk kid, the Dibbern kid, Romero. He hasn't played a whole lot, so I don't know if he's beat up or what. But they have some athletes. You know, they like to run the football, and they're not scared to chuck it around a little bit too. So our guys are going to have to be able to play disciplined football and defense, wrap up and tackle, and identify what they're trying to do, because they do some really good things, and they are a good football team. And I mean, they're 2-3, but their two wins that they have won are by a point. So that says a lot about a team, is when you can win by a point. You know, you're in a dogfight, you're able to get that win in a close football game. So for them to do that, that's a big deal for them.
Coach, always good to talk to you. Very best of luck in this one.
Thank you.
Head coach Catlin Rice over at Cambridge High School. Mark's got more of the pregame starting lineups from Cambridge coming up shortly on 103.9 The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Taylor is living the Runza dream.
The fry life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Runza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Runza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Runza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Do you know where your loved one is taken when you select cremation? Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Freeland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our pregame show here on 103.9 The Hawk online at highplainsradio.net and our 103.9 The Hawk app as we bring you football here on this Thursday evening from Cambridge High School. It's the Cambridge Trojans and the Maywood Hay Center Wolves. Good evening, everyone. Mark Searcy here along with Greg Tentley of the call of this game here tonight. First of two games here this week. We've got Maywood Hay Center Cambridge tonight, and tomorrow a six-man game between Juanita Palisade and SEM. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight, Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Rapo, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, also Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power, and also Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. And let's take a look at these two teams from Maywood Hay Center coming in at 2-3 on the season under first-year head coach Tanner Collins. Defeated the Wilcox Hildreth opening game 19-18, lost to Mullen 36-21, defeated Maxwell 21-20, then faced two good teams in Loomis and Overton back-to-back, lost to Loomis 46-6, and Overton last week 65-27, and looking to get back on a winning track here against a very good Cambridge team coming in at 3-2, lost to Rapo their first game 44-14, defeated Franklin 32-12, Axtell. And their next matchup took care of Bertrand 46-0. And then the Heat last Friday afternoon here lost to Loomis 36-16. So important district game for both these teams and trying to get additional points for the playoff position. And, Greg, again, both these teams hungry for a win. The team that comes out and plays their best football is going to go home with the win tonight and have the inside track to earning a playoff berth coming up here in a few weeks.
Yeah, you know, they're both setting good in the playoff points right now. As a matter of fact, Maywood Hay Center is about three spots above Cambridge. Cambridge gets a win tonight. That sets them up pretty well for the playoffs. Then if they could pick up a win out of those last two, they may even host first round if they could get lucky there with that west side of the bracket,
right,
that first round. But Maywood Hay Center, on the other hand, they're looking to even that markup. They want to go 3-3 going into those last couple games of the year and see what they can do to finish out the season, maybe get themselves into a playoff spot. So both teams fighting for playoff spots, should be a good game, good physical game. And this is Cambridge's last home game for their seniors. So a little more backing them, a little more push to come out and play a great game here on your last time out on this home field.
And let's take a look at the starters for both teams. For Maywood Hay Center, white jerseys, neon green numerals, and black pants. It'll be number 6, Cody Schwenk, 150-pound senior. Number 10, Cade Bros, a sophomore. Number 14, Grady Erickson, a sophomore. Excuse me, junior. Number 32, Oliver Anders. Number 34, Sawyer Dibbern. Number 49, Carter Morrow, senior. Number 58, Cooper Soundy, a sophomore. And number 69, Cash Cox, a senior. For the Wolves, who come in averaging 159 yards on the ground, 40 through the air for 209 yards of total offense. They average 19 points, give up 37. For the Cambridge Trojans tonight, number 1, Abram Norton, a freshman. Number 3, Hodge Rayburn, a junior. Also, number 5, Tayton Copen, a senior. Number 12, Creighton Ruggles, a junior. Number 21, Jaden Roof, a senior. And number 23, Braden Miller, a junior. Number 26, Colton Perks, a junior. And number 35, Trev Burke, a junior. For the Trojans, 3-2 on the year under head coach Catlin Rice. Trojans average 221 yards on the ground, 93 through the air, 314 yards of total offense, outscoring their opponents 28-22 come in tonight's game. Definitely much cooler weather here today. Temperatures in the mid-70s, and we've got a brisk north wind, about 15 to 20, I'd probably say, coming out of the north side of the stadium. And it should go down, but it's going to be a little cooler than we're used to, but a great change here for these kids not to play in that heat.
Yeah, absolutely. They shouldn't have any trouble tonight with cramps, those type of things. And, you know, by halftime, we're probably going to see temps down in the 60s, but they're talking lows tonight down around that freezing mark in places. So it is October. We got to expect that. But this breeze might affect what you do on the coin toss here this first quarter, because it's definitely going to affect the passing game and the kicking game as well. So we'll have to see how that comes out. And thank you to our friends from Norton, Kansas, coming up the officiating crew tonight to take care of a game for us. We appreciate them as well tonight.
Exactly. We've got lots of volleyball around the area. Big triangular down the road to Southwest. Southwest defeated Overton in two sets. And then earlier today over at the Cambridge gym, Cambridge defeated Maywood Hay Center in three sets in that matchup. Some other big games going on in football tonight. Keep track of them. Loomis hosting Hitchcock County, another district game here in this D2 District 8. And then also down over in Benkelman, a big one there in D1, Dundee County Stratton, trying to bounce back after a tough loss to Arapahoe, taking on North Platte St. Pat's. And we'll keep you updated on that game as well. And I think we're getting ready for the anthem, so we'll step away for a break. When we come back, we'll get you the coin toss, the kickoff, and the start of this football game right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
We got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copperit Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperit Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperit Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicate it. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
Summer's allergies or pesky bug bites? Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Cambridge as ready for the kickoff here. Maywood Hay Center won the toss, Cambridge won deferred, and Maywood Hay Center is going to be receiving to start this game, but Cambridge will have the wind at their back to start this first quarter of play. Of course, Greg, in any big game, special teams, turnover is always important, and who's going to control line of scrimmage?
Yeah, and both teams got pretty good up front, so it's going to be a battle up there in the trenches tonight. And, you know, it could come down to the kicking game. If this wind doesn't go down, You know, you got your wind at your back. Cambridge's got a good arm, can throw the ball. Wind at your back, you might want to open it up a little here this first quarter.
As the Trojans will kick it off to start this game, Norton to tee it up for the Trojans, going left to right. High end over here near sidelines, going to stay in bounds. And I think it made the end zone, so
yeah,
it'll be a touchback.
Just inside the pylon.
So first and 10 for the Wolves at their own 15-yard line. First time I've seen the Wolves this season, and I'll see them next week against Hitchcock County. So.
About Dundee County, North Platte, St. Pat's over Binkleman, and Hitchcock and Loomis going at it. So some really good games in the area tonight for a Thursday night.
As the Wolves come up to the line of scrimmage, I formation. First and 10 for Maywood Hay Center.
Big front line for Maywood Hay Center.
Swank goes under center. Hard count, and it's going to pull back out. And they're going to have to burn a timeout, or are they going to say delay a game?
I think it got him for delay a game.
It is indeed, yep, delay a game. So first penalty of the night goes against Maywood Hay Center.
And this is what happens when you have a out-of-state crew. Their rules are different. He didn't have his arm up for the 10-second or the 5-second countdown, and that's something that, maybe he wasn't aware of under the Nebraska NSAA rule this year. So I know Maywood Hay Center's coach was questioning him on that just then. So
back him up five. It'll be first and 15 from the 10-yard line.
There are a few different rules, but not many when it comes to Kansas football and Nebraska. But sometimes the signals are a little different depending upon the area you come out of. So,
again, I formation here for Maywood Hay Center. Swing goes under center. Snap back, a little toss pitch. Trying to get to the edge over there, across the 10 up to the 11 or 12-yard line. Pick up a couple 3 yards there.
Look like number 21 for Cambridge got into that tackle.
Erickson with the carry there for Maywood Hay Center. Second down and about 12 or 13 here for the Wolves. Just underway here in this one. Shrink again goes under center. Cambridge four-man front. And give a little fullback trap. He's got room. He cuts to the outside. 20, 25, 30, 35, 40, 35, 30. And knocked out of bounds over there at the Trojan 29-yard line. Great fullback trap up the other side. And Cambridge bit going this way. And he had all kinds of room to run in a big game there for the Wolves.
Yeah, he ran that fake pitch to the I-back coming around here to the right side. And everybody shaded that way. Defensive end didn't stay home. And he was wide open for that pickup.
So big pickup in the Trojan territory at the 29-yard line, first and 10, Maywood Hay Center. As the Wolves come up the line of scrimmage again. Snap back and give up the middle. Hit immediately this time by a host of Trojans. No gain on the play there for Erickson. It'll be second down and 10.
Like the entire middle line, and then the one of the linebackers got in on that play.
Yeah, great pursuit there by Cambridge's defensive front. Second down and long here for the Wolves. Oh, Husker volleyball, I forgot to mention that, won the first set, and we're trailing in the second set to Illinois. Fullback going in motion here, and going to run a little option, pitch it to the tailback, and he is wrapped up in the backfield. Cambridge ran it beautifully, and then game tackled. A loss of about five or six there for the Wolves.
When you got two guys on defense left standing, that tells you the pursuit was awfully good on that play. Bring up third and about, 15 or 16, huh, Mark?
Yep. Bros with that carry there for the Wolves. But a loss of six, and it brings up a third and very long here for Maywood Hay Center. Spotted at the 35-yard line of Cambridge.
See if they open up a little pass here with this yardage, or two guys split to the right.
Shotgun look this time for the Wolves. Snap back, rolling to his right. Looks downfield. Erickson, a quick pass in the flat over there. It's intercepted.
It's off.
Yep. Great job there reading that. The pass there was number 12. Creighton Ruggles with the interception for Cambridge.
Real nice job, right in the right place. Got down with both hands underneath it, able to cradle it and make that interception. So one of the first turnovers of the night. We'll see what Cambridge can do on offense here with the wind at their back.
Nice drive there by Maywood Hay Center, but stymied, and then an interception, and Cambridge gets the ball, and they have it at their own 27-yard line, first and 10 for the Trojans.
Maywood comes out in their base 3-3 set.
Receiver split to either side here for the Trojans. Abram winds up, throws down the far sideline. It's up, and it's caught.
Oh, great adjustment out there by the receiver.
Pass is complete to number 5, Tayton Kepin.
Tayton Kepin.
Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Oh. The side guy says no, he was out of bounds.
Oh. Wow, okay.
I just noticed that he made a motion like it was out.
Okay.
Hard to see from here where that out-of-bounds line was.
Yeah, but I couldn't tell.
He had a great view of it, so.
So, incomplete pass, second down and 10. Snap back and give it the middle, trying to break a tackle over here left side across the 30, 31-yard line. Roof with the carry there for Cambridge.
Gain of about 3 on that play for Roof. Looking at 3rd and about 7 now.
Yep, 3rd and about 7 for Cambridge at their own, just across their 30-yard line. Opening possession for them after their defense got a turnover. But they're going to spread it out. Twin to the far, one to the near. Norton in the shotgun. In a motion. And bobbled the step, trying to hand it off. He does recover it, but it's a loss, and the Trojans will be forced upon it.
Just couldn't make the handoff there. They kind of got crossed up a little bit and couldn't get the handle on it, but good idea there. Fall on it, cover it up, live to another day. Get your kick off here.
Still look to punt it away with the wind at their back. Ruggles back to punt. And trying to see who's back there for Maywood Hay Center. We'll get you. Oh, shanked it. Yeah, not very far over here. Maybe midfield, if that. He's going to say 39-yard line, yep. And that's where Maywood Hay Center will have the football.
Oh, they're still marking it.
Oh, the referee's saying come up a little bit. So it's going to be the about 37 of Cambridge.
Yeah, he didn't get much on that.
9:02 to go in the first quarter. No score on M&B Bank scoreboard between Maywood Hay Center and Cambridge. Wolves' second possession of the contest.
Shank punt's almost a turnover the way that turned out.
Twins to the far side. Here's shotgun look for Maywood Hay Center. And going to hand it off to the right side. Spinning around. Fighting forward for a couple 3 yards there. That was Erickson with the carry. Kepin with the tackle there for Cambridge.
Yeah, they're closing down the middle real well.
Second down and 7 for Maywood Hay Center.
See what they draw up here. Going into that wind, might be a little tough to get any kind of a deep ball, but short crossing route, something along those lines maybe.
Again, a couple receivers split out far side. Erickson again in the shotgun for the Wolves. Snap back and run a little option. Takes it himself. A flag flies and fights forward for a couple 3 yards.
And that flag come in from the umpire position, and that's 9 times out of 10 a hold.
Yep, that's exactly right. Let's see what the referee tells us here. And it is going to be holding,
holding on the Wolves.
So that will be their second penalty of the night. Back them up 10 yards. And again, in rule change this year, 10 yards from the line of scrimmage. Correct?
Correct. Yep. Anything behind the line of scrimmage goes back to the line of scrimmage to be enforced.
So we back them up, and it will be second down and very long here for the Wolves. Spot the football at their own 37-yard line. Wind the clock, just over 8 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Got a man in motion. Snap back, give it to Bros here near side. He breaks a tackle and tiptoes the sideline. Picks up 4 or 5 yards there. So a decent gain there for Bros. And it'll bring up a third down at about 11 here for Maywood Hay Center.
Got through one arm tackle and turned the corner. Was able to pick up good yardage there. But brings up a third and long here for Maywood Hay Center.
Nebraska 22, Illinois 21 in the second set, Greg, over here. So Jason helping us out here with the phone there.
There we go.
So we got trips to the far side here, spreading them out here. Maywood Hayes Center, snap back. Erickson rolls to his right. Looks downfield. Pressure. It's going to take off and run and hit and stuck and taken down just after a short gain. Good tackle over there by Cambridge. Roof, I think, leading the charge there.
Yep. And good stick in there. Form tackle come in and lit him up when he got through the hole. So fourth and long here for Maywood Hayes Center. I'm sure they're going to go for it down deep in their own in Cambridge's territory.
Fourth and about, what, seven probably, I'd say?
Yeah, I'd say about that.
So don't gain much punting, so I think just go ahead and go for it here. Spot at the Trojan 33-yard line.
Well, they kind of got punt formation.
Yeah, let's see here.
Maybe pin them deep into the wind.
Try to do some hard counts here and do get it back. And a little pooch punt over there. And, yeah, it's going to bounce inside 10. Almost hit a Trojan player, but dies at about the 10-yard line. So get him back to the 10. There's Maywood Hayes Center on that punt.
Got that into the wind, just a little pooch kick, and almost a disaster for Katie.
Yeah, it was real close.
Took it a nice jump step to get out of that one the way it bounced. So fortunate there for Cambridge. It didn't get touched and recovered by Maywood Hayes Center. So see what Cambridge can do with their second attempt here.
Spot the 10-yard line, first and 10. Trojans, again, no score. 7:03 to go here in the first quarter. Twins to the far side here for the Trojans. Norton gets a snap and going to run an option, pitches it. Got some room here as the flag flies 15 and up to near the 20-yard line. But the referee, and there's another flag as well.
Yeah, so both the umpire and referee, so that's not good news usually for Cambridge here.
And it is indeed going to be holding on the Trojans. I know Cambridge had some penalty problems last week in that first half against Loomis. So.
Yep, and this one's going to back them up half the distance of the goal from the 10 or 11, so be about first down from around the 6-yard line, I believe.
And yeah, it's indeed about right at the 5 there.
Yep, just outside the 5, so first and 15. Maybe a little over that, Mark.
Yeah, maybe about 16. Three-man front here for Maywood Hayes Center. Norton goes under center, eye formation, and a toss pitch over here left side. Trying to break a tackle, trying to cut back to the middle of the field, and reverses field, gets around the edge, got 10, 15, 20, 25, and knocked out of bounds there over there, about the 27-yard line. Kippen with that run there for the Trojans.
He just about got that corner turned. He just couldn't quite get by the outside pursuit there and knocked him out of bounds, but great gain. First and 10, Trojans here.
Kippen's on a great cutback there, good vision to see some room over there and pick up the good gain. Maywood Hayes Center have to cut off that backside on defense. First and 10, Trojans at the 27-yard line. Receiver split the other side. Norton gets the snap. Looks downfield. Pressure up the middle. Takes off and hit and taken down. Sacked back at the 20-yard line.
Yeah, they came with a linebacker blitz that time. Maywood Hayes Center did. He was untouched up the middle for that.
Dibbern with the sack there for the Wolves. A loss of about 6 maybe on that play.
Yeah, I'd say it 6.
And it will be second and very long here for the Wolves, the Trojans rather.
Yeah, he didn't have any time to get any kind of rhythm to set back and set up and throw.
Receiver split to either side here for the Trojans. Norton again in the shotgun. Snap back, looking downfield. Trying to run a little screen across the middle. Gets it to him. 20, 25, 30, 35. Cuts up field and knocked out of bounds. But did get enough for a first down right across the sticks. And that'll move the chains for Cambridge.
Yep, just stepped out just a yard or so past the sticks. So first and 10 Trojans again right at about the 38-yard line here near midfield. Got a good drive going.
Creighton Ruggles with a nice reception and run there for Cambridge. And it is first and 10 Trojans. 5:56 to go in the first quarter. No score yet between these two teams. Twins to the far, one to the near, man in motion. Snap back, give it to him, fumbles it, and just falls on it. A loss of about 6 or 7 there as Kepin just couldn't get a hold of it, and it's a big loss there on first down.
That's the second time tonight they've had that trouble.
Yeah, yep. So back them up. Wolves Defense trying to make another stand here.
You know, Coach Rice is going to have a lot of gray hair here with that going on. If this is the way he has to pick up his first and 10 tonight, he's not going to be happy about that.
Don't like to get behind on the sticks in your possessions. Twins to the far side. Norton again in the shotgun. Wolves a 3-4 front. Man in motion and going to give a hit. Bounces off tackler, but no, then he can't get break free. A loss of a couple there. Nice tackle there by Dibbern, I believe, for Maywood Hay Center.
Yeah, he got a hold of the jersey and was not going to let go and was able to bring him down.
So a big third down and about 17 here for the Trojans. Ball spot at their own 30.
Well, if you try to pass here, you got to be aware of that blitz that Maywood's come with a couple of times already here in the first quarter.
And the wind at their back here for Norton. Twins to the far, one to the near. Third down and long for the Trojans. And what do we got? Official?
Nope.
Doesn't have a knee pad or something?
That's the old deal where you come up the line of scrimmage, your knee is not covered by the pants or the pad. Oh, okay. You got to set out one play.
Okay. Thank you, Greg. Got a sub in there and snap back. Norton looks downfield. Pressured and breaks free and takes off. Wrapped up and Dibbert brings him down as Norton scrambled for 4 or 5 yards, but well short of the first down, and the Trojans will be forced to punt.
Well, wind behind here. See if you can get off a better punt than the last time here.
Yep. As the Trojans line it up and back deep to receive for Maywood Hay Center is Jackson Anders. So Ruggles stands at his own 26-yard line, gets a snap. And over here near side, bounces and goes out of bounds inside
maybe
the 10,
around
I think,
the
yeah.
6-yard line or so.
6 or 7, yeah. So
yeah, looks like we're spotting it at the 6. Nice kick.
3:59 to go in the first quarter. No score between Maywood Hay Center and Cambridge right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Yeah, so far it's been one of those deals where both teams are moving the ball a little bit, but they can't get that third down conversion when they need it to keep that drive alive. And, you know, some miscues on Cambridge's part, a couple of handoffs they didn't commit, and tons of pressure on the QB there. So we'll see what Maywood Hay Center could do.
First and 10, Wolves at their own 6. I formation. Snap back, Schwenk, and again, that fullback trap up the middle, breaks a tackle across the 15 to near the 20-yard line. Two big runs there for Maywood Hay Center, and that'll move the chains after the 13-yard pickup there by Erickson.
That just looks like the old cross buck you used to run years ago.
Uh-huh.
You know, fake it the one way, hand it back across the other way, cut back, and he's had two really good runs off that.
Spot the 19, first and 10, Wolves. I formation and a handoff over here right side. Gets a block and tries to fight for it for a couple, three more yards and gets up to the 23-yard line. It'll be 2nd and 6 here for the Wolves. As Bros with that carry for Maywood Hay Center.
I believe that was Ruggle in on that stop.
Yep.
He fought off that block really nice out there and was able to make that tackle.
So 2nd down and about 6 or 7 here for the Wolves. Snap back, a little toss pitch. Bro's trying to get to the outside. Cuts up the field. Flags fly after he gets a couple on the play. Umpire threw it, I believe, so probably a hold.
He's indicating a hold again. And this will be enforced from the spot since it did get past the line of scrimmage.
And it is indeed holding on Maywood Hay Center. Coach Collins out there trying to get an explanation. Huskers did win the second set over Illinois, 25-22, so they lead 2 sets to none. Spot it down to the 13-yard line, 2nd and long here for the Wolves. Scoreless first quarter so far. 3 minutes to go here in this quarter. Schwenk brings him up to line. And again, that fullback cross buck over there, but just a couple yards on that carry as Cambridge read it beautifully.
Stepped up by number 21, Jaden.
Yeah, they got fooled a couple of times there, but this time they stayed home, made a nice job on that play.
And it'll bring up a 3rd down and long here, 3rd and about 14 for Maywood Hay Center. Ball at their own 15-yard line. Fast-moving first quarter here. As the Wolves come up to the line of scrimmage. 3rd down and long. Schwenk under center. Snap back and give off the tailback over here left side. Ambrose fights forward across the 20 to about the 23-yard line.
Stopped up by number 23, Braden Miller.
Miller with the tackle there along with Ruggles. And it'll bring up a fourth down at about six here for the Wolves. And Maywood Hayes Center will line up like they're going to go for it.
I imagine we got a hard count coming here, I would guess.
Swink trying his best. Kimmer's not moving so far. Fourth down, a long six. They're on 23. Oh, and the tailback move, but no flags fly. And then finally, I think we've got a timeout for Maywood Hayes Center.
Yeah, it looked like he jumped a little bit there, yeah. But I guess he got set back down for a full second. No snap, so.
Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. No score between Maywood, Hayes Center, and Cambridge. Back after this timeout on 103.9, the Hawks.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Cambridge. Minute 35 to go in the first quarter. No score between Maywood Hayes Center and Cambridge. After the Wolves timeout, they are going to punt it into that stiff north wind. Snap back. And over here near side, bounces and almost touches Ruggles, but able to get out of the way. And it's down at about the 28-yard line of Cambridge.
Just about got to that.
Both teams have had some good punts, backing each other up. But decent field position here for Cambridge for their third possession of the game.
North Platte, St. Pat's, Dundee County are tied at six first quarter. Dundee County has the ball going in on about the 5-yard line right now.
So good luck to the Tigers there trying to bounce back after a very great game against that Arapahoe last week. Heard that here on the Hawk. Twins to the near side, one to the far. Man in motion, Norton. Little flare screen here to Ruggles. Is hit, fights forward for a couple 3 yards there.
Works out about like a rushing play there.
Yep. Inside the minute mark here. We have this last snap here.
Yeah, if you're Cambridge, you want to put together a good drive here. No miscues like you've had on a couple of them and see if you can punch something in here.
So the defense gets aligned here. Second down and seven for the Trojans. They're on 32-yard line. Snap back and give to the tailback. Wrapped up and taken down. Right there is big number 32 for Maywood Hayes Center. Oliver Anders with a nice tackle there. Loss of a couple. It'll bring up third and nine for the Trojans.
He's been in on several plays tonight. He's a big, big guy in there.
As the Trojans will see if they can dial up here on third and long. As receivers split to both sides of the field. Norton looks at the clock, 10 seconds. They do have time to run one more play. Got a man in motion. Snap back, looking downfield. Pressure, a quick pass over here, and too high on the pass, incomplete. Intended there for number three, Rayburn, but it falls to the turf, and it'll be fourth down for Cambridge.
1 second left, so you get the punt off with the wind at your back here anyway. There were two guys open on that play if he could have got the ball down a little bit.
Yeah, just kind of carried on there with the wind at his back. And Ruggles will punt it away from the 20. As Anders back to receive here for Maywood Hayes Center. Snap back and kind of shanked it again. And it goes over here and maybe about the 30, 28, 29-yard line. And that's where Maywood Hayes Center will. Or is he going to walk up a little bit? I think about the 33-yard line is where Maywood Hayes Center will have it.
That's going to end the first quarter, Mark, with the score tied 0-0.
Scoreless tie here in this one. Back for the second quarter of action right here on 103.9, the Hawk.
Ed is baffled.
I just learned how they make Runza sandwiches.
Explain it for the people, Ed.
They actually make them.
Yep.
Like, before they open in the morning, they're making dough from scratch, letting it rise, shredding cabbage, onions, and cooking it with beef and secret spices.
From scratch, every day.
That makes my day.
Thought it might, because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Cremation with confidence. When you entrust us with your loved one, they never leave our care. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments is the only funeral home in southwest Nebraska and northwest Kansas to offer on-site cremation. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, your industry leader in cremation services.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy, Greg Tinley, back with you in Cambridge. As we start the second quarter of play, flip sides. Maywood Hay Center has it. First down and 10, and a scoreless tie here with the Trojans. High snap. Harrison comes up with that little screen over there. Complete. Looks at the field. 35-40, 35-30, 25-20, 15-10, and knocked out of bounds over there at about the 6 or 7-yard line. So a huge gain there for the Maywood Hay Center Wolves.
Beautifully set up screen pass there. Nobody on that side.
Trying to see who caught that. I give him credit. I think it was Dibbern, possibly.
I believe that was 32 Two. With the catch.
That would be Anders, Oliver Anders. So we'll give that to him. 36, 37-yard pickup there for Maywood Hay Center. Biggest play of the night for them. First and goal here for the Wolves. Snap back. Hand off the right side. Cuts out the middle. Inside the 5 to the 3. And down to about
the
2.
And the flag comes in.
But we've got a flag from the referee. And usually that means holding or a block in the back or something of that nature. Good run there. But let's see what the official call is. Holding on the Wolves.
Holding on the Wolves.
Their fourth penalty of the night, Greg, for 35 yards. And that's a – of course, they're all costly. But, man, when you're trying to – punch it into the end zone, and you don't do it with the penalty.
That's a killer right there, because now you're first and goal from outside 17, the 15, yeah. 16, 17-yard line.
So back them up. First down and goal. Wolves. First scoring opportunity for either team here tonight. As Schwenk brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Burrows dotting the eye. Snap back. Fake it and give it the fullback, hit in the middle, and not much room there. Cambridge read that beautifully. That was Erickson with the carry, but no gain on the play. It'll bring up a second down and goal here for the Wolves.
Yeah, it was Colton Perks in there on that one, 26 on that play for Cambridge. I thought it was 20, but it is 26 that made that tackle. DCS put it in the end zone, got the two-point conversion. They're up 14-6, beginning of the second quarter now.
It's the Irish and North Platte St. Pat's. Trips to the far side here for the Wolves. Schwenk in the shotgun, gets a snap, rolls to his left, tried to roll back to the right and just threw it in the ground. Incomplete. And it will be third down. They wanted to have everybody go that way, but Cambridge read it over here near side, and Dibbern was covered, and Schwenk just threw it down to the turf.
Yeah, and he got it close enough to the receiver that you're not going to get an intentional grounding call on that. So,
Loomis and Hitchcock County, 6-6 after one quarter in that game.
Got some great games going on, and yep. Especially the one here right now.
Third down and goal for the Wolves at the Trojan 17-yard line. Schwenk under center. Snap back and fake it. Rolls to his left. He's going to take off and run. Bootleg and hit over there. Taken down.
Great
not
open.
Much room.
Great open field tackle. On. That flag's coming in for a late hit. He come in with a helmet.
Yep. I think you're right, Greg. That's going to be a costly penalty the other way.
Yep.
This time on Cambridge.
Yeah, and I got to agree with him on that one. It looked like the guy come in late and was coming in with a helmet.
And is this an automatic first down, or is that just in college? I get confused on
that. I'm not sure on what he's going to call here.
Okay. So he talks to his other referees. Unsportsmanlike on Cambridge.
That's a dead ball penalty, so that is going to give you a half distance and replay the down.
Replay the down, okay.
So yeah, and he just indicated to Coach Rice that it was helmet coming in on that.
Yep. So we go half the distance from the previous spot. Is that correct, Greg?
Right.
And we go up to the 7-yard line of Cambridge, and it will be, again, third down and goal for the Wolves.
Yeah, he came in just late there, and I kind of wondered if there was going to be a flag or not, but come from the back.
So here we go. Wolves up to line of scrimmage. Big play here. 10:36 to go in the first half. No score between Cambridge and Maywood Hay Center. Schwenk goes up under center. Snap back. And we've got flags, and or is it a timeout or a motion? Let's see. And I think the coaches are arguing, should they have a first down? Possibly. I'm just speculating.
He doesn't think it should be lost
enough. Oh, it's fourth down, I guess. Excuse me, Greg. Which that would have been, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it would be because it was a dead ball penalty.
Yeah, right,
that's
right.
Correct.
The play counted, and then, yeah.
Yeah, it would be. There's no repeat of the down off after a dead ball.
My fault, folks.
So it is fourth down.
Yeah, so.
I stand corrected as well.
So it is fourth down. So Maywood Hay Center going to try a field goal here, Greg. First one we've seen this year. Spotted about the 14-yard line, so it's a 24-yard attempt here for Schwenk.
Wind at his back.
Yep, got the wind at his back.
High snap.
Kick is over to the left. Yep, it did not make it. And it is no good. And Cambridge comes up with the stop. So
Cambridge will take over first and 10 from the 15 on the touchback.
10:29 to go in the first half. No score after the missed field goal attempt there by Maywood Hay Center.
Yeah, a little confusion on that. On any dead ball, you would not get the repeat of the down. So if it was a live ball situation, you'd replay the down. But he did give the dead ball signal, which took me a second to realize that. So
first set, Southwest defeats Alma 25-6.
Wow.
That's kind of surprising. And it will be first and 10 Trojans here after they hold on downs and a missed field goal attempt by the Wolves. I formation and handoff over the right side. Cuts at the middle. 25, 30, trying to keep going and up to the 40. Carrying tacklers down to about the 35 of Maywood Hay Center. A huge run there for Copen of Cambridge.
Yeah, Tayton Copen just drove his feet. Drug three guys with him and picked up another 5-6 yards. Great run there.
And it will be first and 10, Trojans at the 35 of the Wolves. Quickly up the field there on a nice run up the middle. As the Trojans come up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back, and going to be a quarterback keeper. Norton over here picks up about 5 yards here on the left side.
Yep, good solid 5-yard pickup.
And it'll be second down and 5 here for the Trojans.
Norton just followed his lead block right up through the hole, picked up a good 5 yards on first down.
Trojans going into the wind, Wolves with the wind. Well, that field goal attempt, I thought it was a little left, but then as it was going over the goalpost, I thought, well, maybe it went in, but the referee said no.
Yeah, our angle's not the best for.
Yeah. I formation here, second and 5 for the Trojans. Norton, a little toss pitch over there, Ruggles, and hit immediately. Didn't get much at all on that play.
Maybe a pickup of yard.
Nice job, Schwenk, getting his legs out from underneath him. It'll be 3rd and 5 here for the Trojans.
Well, we'll see what Coach Rice draws up here.
So big 3rd down here for both these teams. Right at the 30-yard line, 3rd down and 5 for the Trojans. Norton gets a snap, handoff. Right side, Cupin breaks a tackle, 25. Over the far side, 20, 15, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds. About the 6, they say. But a great run there again by number 5, having a big night here, especially on this drive, and that'll be first and goal for the Trojans.
Yep, Tayton Cupin did it again. Broke through the middle and was wide open. First and goal from the 6, and Cambridge on the move here.
First and goal, Trojans, their first scoring opportunity of the game. Wolves want to get a stop. Trojans want to punch it in. Norton under center. Snap back. Handoff up the middle. Cupin and trying to push the pile. He broke the play. Touchdown, Trojans.
Good second effort again by Cupin. He just put the feet down, put the head down, and drove that defender into the end zone. to bring it up to 6-0 Cambridge with 8:53 to go in the second quarter. Nice drive by Cambridge into the win.
Trojans strike first on a cup and 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point to come here for the Trojans. They'll line up for two. Twins to the near side here. Man in motion. Snap back. Going to run a little option. He's going to keep it. Hit. And I think he got in. Now he's down just short. And a two-point conversion is no good. But Cambridge takes the lead 6-0 with 8:53 to go in the first half of play. Step away for a quick break. Back with the kickoff right here on 103.9.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Cambridge as the Trojans strike first against Maywood Hayes Center. They lead 6-0 here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Copen capped off the six-play, 65-yard drive with a nice 6-yard run up the middle. Great second effort to get to the end zone. And it is Trojans 6, Maywood Hayes Center 0.
He's been pretty good with his kickoffs, getting them to the end zone. But in this win, I don't know that he's going to have the usual night getting them into the end zone.
Wolves looking to get good field position here. And a squib kick down the middle field. And up man couldn't get his footing and lost it. And is down at the 23-yard line, I guess is where they'll spot it.
That kick worked out pretty well for him into that win. You know, nice squib down the line.
Field looks great here in Cambridge. For this matchup, hard to believe the sixth game of the year, Greg.
Oh, it's unreal how fast the season's going. Two more weeks and we're into the playoffs.
Yep, for the eight-man teams. And here we go, Wolves. We're knocking on the door, last possession. Trips to the far side. Snap back, Schwenk, quick pass in the flat over there, trying to find some room, nowhere to go.
Great pursuit.
As Erickson was stuffed over there. Maverick Webb, I think, leading the charge there for Cambridge. Loss about 5 on that play.
That and Carter Haynes in there on that stop as well.
So good pursuit, good recognition there by the Cambridge defense. If you're Maywood Hayes Center, you got to hold those blocks a little more because otherwise it's going to end up in plays like that.
Cambridge's got way too good a pursuit. If you don't get them blocked well, they're going to fight it off pretty well.
So loss there on first down for the Wolves. Spot it back to the 17-yard line, second and long.
5-second counts on.
And Coach Collins has to burn another timeout. Timeout on the field. 8:07 to go in the first half. 6-0 Cambridge with the lead over Maywood Hayes Center. Take a break. Come back with more football right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there.
Seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan grasses and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Coprich Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Coprich Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Back to Cambridge out of the timeout. A pressure up the middle and a quick pass there by Schwenk, but nowhere to go. A good pressure up the middle by Cambridge's defense. Incomplete on the pass. That'll bring up third long for the Wolves.
Yeah, they had two guys back there before he could even set up.
A couple guys charging in there. 6-0 again. Our score, 8:02 to go in the first half of play.
Jalen Ruff was the guy with the pursuit there that eventually got to him, and he just had to toss it away.
So a big third down here for Maywood Hayes Center. Third and very long. Cambridge love to get a stop. Get the ball right back. Trips to the near side. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back. Pressured again. Quick pass over here. It's intercepted.
Picked off.
Ruggles at the 20, 15, 10, and at the 5, down about the 4-yard line. Read it beautifully, and Ruggles takes it down the field. And another turnover by Maywood Hayes Center, and Cambridge is in business at the Wolves' 4-yard line.
Yeah, he was in the right place, right time, saw that pass coming, stepped up, picked it off, and he too had a nice run there at the end and was dragging people with him. So big opportunity here for Cambridge with 7:53 to go in the second quarter, up 6.
So first and goal for the Trojans, trying to convert some turnover into points. Eye formation behind Norton. Snap back, and it gives the tailback hit, and not much there, maybe half a yard. Good penetration in the middle there by Maywood Hayes Center's defense.
Yeah, not much room that time for the running back. He hit a bunch of Maywood Hayes Center people there just before the 5. So
second and goal here for the Trojans, just inside the 5 of Maywood Hayes Center. Wolves trying to make a stand here defensively. Kepin dot in the eye. Norton goes under center. Snap back. Well, toss to Kepin, trying to get the edge, and he's bottled up, and he is going to be taken down over there. Loss all the way back. It's about the 14-yard line. So a huge loss there. Good penetration. Good pursuit by Maywood Hayes Center's defense.
Yeah, Josiah Ball in on that pursuit and tackle there for Maywood Hayes Center. They read that play well, and there was nowhere to go on that outside.
So third and goal here for the Trojans at the 14-yard line. We're under 7 minutes to go here in the second quarter. 6-0 Cambridge on top. But facing a third down and goal as they have twins to the far, one to the near. Norton in the shotgun. And a man in motion. Snap back. Looking downfield. A quick pass across the middle through Ruggles' hands. Incomplete. A little high on the pass and hot. And it's incomplete, and it'll be fourth down and goal here for Cambridge. Of course, it's into the wind, and I don't know if they have a good kicker anyway, so they're probably just going to go ahead and go for it here.
Yeah, there's no reason not to. I mean, it's very worst. You're turning the ball over deep, and you're in there, or Maywood Hayes Center's in. So
big play here, fourth down and goal from the 14 for Cambridge. And Coach Rice might just let the time go down and call a timeout here.
Yeah, I think that's probably the idea here.
And he does indeed do that. 6:30 to go in the half. 6-0 Cambridge on top. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Cambridge. Huge play here midway through the second quarter. Cambridge up 6-0, but they have a fourth down and goal from the Wolves' 14-yard line. I think this is a huge point in this game, Greg. Maywood Hayes Center wants to get a stop. Cambridge would love to get another touchdown and kind of take early control of this game.
Yeah, after the way they were set up at the 5-yard line after the interception, you definitely want to get points here. I mean, you had a perfect chance here from the 5, but Maywood Hayes Center has stepped up and played some great defense here.
As the Wolves had a late sub there. And here we go. Twins to either side here for Cambridge. Fourth down and goal. Norton in the shotgun. And a man in motion. And give it to him. And a fumble. Trying to do a handoff over there, and he just falls on it, and that play blows up, and it'll be a turnover on downs for Cambridge. Maywood Hayes Center averts disaster there. They had, as you said, Greg, first and goal at the 5, and they end up with the football at the 20 or 19-yard line.
Yeah, and once again, they were trying to run a double reverse there, and they got the first handoff, but the second one, they just couldn't get it to go, and pursuit was there. And big stop for Maywood Hayes Center.
So the Wolves will take over. First down and 10 from the 19. Just trailing by a touchdown here with 6:24 to go in the half. Schrenk goes under center. Snap back and give it to Bruce, trying to cut to the outside, hit and fights forward for a couple, three tough yards, but there is a flag again, and that's from the umpire, and usually that's holding. And it is indeed holding on Maywood Hay Center. Wolves now with five penalties on the night. So back him up, and it goes back to the 9-yard line. It'll be second down, and or excuse me, first and 20 here for Maywood Hay Center. Officials are talking about, I think, where the spot's going to be. And let's see for sure where we put the football down.
I think they're a little confused over whether it was half the distance or the full 10.
Okay.
You're out at the 20 here in 8, man, so it would be a 10-yard step off. So the umpire's right, and where he's at there, putting the ball down.
Yep, there we go. And it will indeed be first down and 20 for the Wolves. 6:17 to go here in the first half. Other scores, DCS still up 14-6 over Dundee County, or Maywood Hastings, or North Platte St. Pat's, get the right teams. Huskers up by 5 over Illinois, 22-17 in that volleyball game. High formation, fake toss, fullback trying to cut the backside. He breaks the tackle, 25, 30, 35, and knocked out of bounds over there. Again, that same fullback trap over to the outside, and another huge gain there for Maywood Hay Center.
That thing has worked to perfection for him all night long, and Erickson got that toss and took it up the side, and once he cut the corner, there was nobody home, and luckily the defensive back safety for Cambridge was able to come up and knock him out of bounds, but huge gain on that play. Gets him out of the hole.
Up to the 35-yard line, first and 10, Maywood Hay Center. High formation, Schwenk goes under center. Snap back, and again, fullback up the middle, hit this time, and nowhere to go. Cambridge stuffed at that time. It'll be second down and 10. Erickson not much there on that. And Huskers just beat Illinois in that third set, 25-17, so they win 3-0 in their first Big Ten road match this season.
Big win for the Huskers on the road.
Second down at about 9 here for Maywood Hay Center. Just across their 35-yard line. Schrenk gets a snap, fakes a toss, going to roll to his right, and that play is blown up. Great job there by the end for Cambridge. Number 26 with a stop there for Cambridge. So great job there. Loss about 5 on the play. It'll be third down and long.
Colton Perks.
Perks with that stop. Yeah, great job. He strung it out and got off his block and made the tackle.
He's been in on several of those to the outside. He's got some great speed there to get to it.
So third and long here for Maywood Hay Center. Spotted at the 31-yard line for the Wolves.
Maywood kind of ran that student body right that time.
Schwenk gets a snap. Looks to his right. Quick pass over there and a little toss to the tailback. Ball's and he fumbles it, and Cambridge recovers it. A little razzle-dazzle there, and it goes the wrong way, and they lose the football, and Cambridge will take over in Wolves territory. As both teams, Greg, have some problems holding on to the football.
Yeah, and, you know, they were kind of trying to run the old hook and ladder there.
Yeah.
Completed the pass. He turned, was going to pitch it, and had a little bit of pressure on him, and by the time it's all said and done, it's a fumble recovered by Cambridge, and they're set up first and 10 from just inside, the
29-yard line?
29?
Yep.
Yeah, just inside the 30 there.
Another opportunity here for Cambridge. Receiver split to either side. Norton sends a man in motion. Snap back, kept on the – oh, no, he's going to keep it. Norton up the middle, breaks the tackle, has got some room. 20, 15, 10, and knocked out of bounds about the 5-yard line. A huge run there for Abram Norton for Cambridge. It's first and goal.
No flags on the play, which is good to see for Cambridge. And really nice run there. Fake that handoff going across and just quarterback run up the middle and saw the opening, broke it to the outside, had one man to beat and got down to the 5-yard line. So Here we go again, Mark.
First and goal from the five. Yep, first and goal. I formation behind Norton. Snap back and handoff. Kepin up on the right side. Dives at the one. And don't think he quite got in, but got four.
Both side guys are putting him down just short of the goal line.
And it'll be second and goal from the one. So knocking on the door here. With just over 4 minutes to go in the half, 6-0, Cambridge on top of Maywood Hay Center, but looking for another touchdown here on this drive.
Coach Reich call for the old tush push on this one. I imagine they'll line up quarterback here and try to punch it in.
Norton goes under center. He fumbles a snap, and he was down immediately, so he can't advance it. And maybe a loss of one, and it'll be third down and goal. So Trojans not making it easy on themselves here last couple of possessions.
Not at all. He got a little jumpy there. Tried to go before he had the ball in his hands.
One and a half, two-yard line almost.
Yeah. Luckily, he got back on it.
Right. So big play here. Third down and goal for Cambridge. Wolves trying to get another stop. And Coach Rice is going to burn a timeout, a crucial point here in this first half of play. 3:27 to go in the second. 6-0 Cambridge on top of Maywood Hay Center. Back after this break on 103.9 The Hawk.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
MNB. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank. There is a difference. Member FDIC. MNB.
Out of timeout, it is third and goal for Cambridge at the two-yard line of Maywood Hay Center. And a give the fullback, pushed, and he's in. Touchdown, there. Trojans. Taking in for the touchdown was number 21, Jaden Roof. Good push up front. Great job moving the legs there to get that extra effort to get in the end zone.
Good job converting this time. You know, they had that first and goal from the five last time and kind of shot themselves in the foot. So good time out there. Talk it over and get a play and powered it into the end zone for six.
3:23 to go in the half. 12-0 as Cambridge lines up for the two-point conversion. Snap back. Fake it. Roll into his right. Pressured. And throws it anyway. And just incomplete. Couldn't hold on to it. But Cambridge strikes again and leads 12-0 over Maywood Hay Center on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back at the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
It's football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you as Cambridge takes advantage of a short field. Four plays, 29 yards. Roof with a two-yard run. Two-point conversion is no good. And with 3:23 to go in the first half, Cambridge 12, Maywood Hay Center nothing. So good job there by Cambridge getting the short field, and then they converted this time after not converting the time before, and now lead 12-0. Into the wind here, a little kick down the middle or left side of the field, picked up there at the 5 to the 10, 15, trying to go at the middle, 20, breaks a tackle, 25, and down about at the 25 there, 24-yard line. And that is where Maywood Hay Center will start this drive here with 3:13 to go in the half.
We'll see if the Cambridge defense can step up, get a three and out, maybe get the ball back, try to get another one on the board here before halftime with 3:13 to go, up 12-0.
Hey, center, you'd love to march down the field here with the wind at your back and try to get some points. They've been down the field one time and just couldn't quite get into the end zone. As the Schwenk goes under center, snap back, fake the toss again to that fullback, Erickson. And he's wrapped up this time. Cambridge read that beautifully, just a couple yards on that play.
Yep. Ruggles in on that stop.
So second down, we'll call it eight here for the Wolves. Schwenk brings them up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back into the pocket. Going to his right, looking downfield. It's caught over here near sideline and pick up a five or six on the play. Knocked out of bounds there. Good grab there by Dibbern. Keppen with the tackle.
With the tackle there to keep him short of the first down. Markers bring up third down and about three.
Yep, third, two or three here for Maywood Hay Center. They hustle up to the line. And let's try a quarterback keeper. Boy, he didn't get much push.
He didn't
get
anything.
Maybe a yard, and that's it. Half a yard. And stopped well short. Interesting call there. And, boy, if you're Cambridge, you can maybe use a timeout here. For Maywood Hay Center, boy, you can't chance going for it here, do you, Greg?
I don't think you can. Not fourth and three or, well, almost a long three now.
Yeah. And now Maywood Hay Center burns their final timeout of the half with 2:21 to go here in the first half. Cambridge leading 12-0 over Maywood Hay Center. Big thank you to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First State Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza Hut, Runza, Southwest Public Power District, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Again, 12-0 is our score. Cambridge on top of Maywood Hay Center. Fourth and two for the Wolves out of the timeout with just 2:21 to go. Ball spotted at the Wolves' 33-yard line. Have to get up to about the 35. So we'll see what Coach Collins likes to do here. Out of the timeout. Does have the wind at his back, so you've got to think, probably want to punt it. But they aren't acting like it, Greg. They're lining up to go for it. Maybe a hard count here.
Yeah, I would think they'd try to go the hard count with the wind at their back, maybe. I don't know here.
Schwenk under center. I think they're out of timeouts. So they're going to have to run a play if they can't get them to jump.
Yeah, they don't have any timeouts left this half.
Schwenk and fakes it. He's got a bootleg. Left side, cuts on the field, gets it. 40 and into Trojan territory. Out of bounds, about the third down. A late flag as well from the referee.
Yeah, I'm not sure what occurred there. Maybe a block in the back down there.
5 or 6 yard pickup, but let's see if it counts as it moves the chains as of right now for Maywood Hay Center. Is he kind of pointing like targeting possibly? Or let's see here.
I'm not sure.
Referee comes over. Oh, a horse collar tackle
on
Cambridge. Okay.
I thought he kind of spun off over there, but I wasn't sure. I couldn't see through everybody that was there. So.
And that would be a 15 yard penalty, correct?
Yes, 15 yards. First down.
So mark the football all the way down to the Trojan 25-yard line.
That's a big penalty there.
So the Wolves get some extra yardage there on that penalty. And they have a first and 10 at the Trojan 25. 2:14 to go here in the half. Plenty of time here for Maywood Hay Center. High formation behind Schwenk. Snap back and fake it in the fullback. Erickson hit and taken down immediately. Loss of one there on the play. Jaden Roof leading the charge there. And it'll be second down and 11 here for the Wolves.
He shot that gap in a hurry.
Schwenk under center. Second down and long. Snap back. Toss pitched. Bros trying to get to the edge. And gets down to 20 and knocked out of bounds about the 16, 17-yard line, just a couple yards short of a first down. Nice gain there by Bros.
Yeah, and he got out of bounds, which is huge since they have no timeouts left with a minute 40 on the clock. They either got to get it out bounds or spike it if they have to here to keep things going. But getting out of bounds, they can run a play to pretty easy here with third and about one.
Yeah, third and a long one here for Maywood Hay Center at the 16 of Cambridge. Trailing by a couple scores. And I think it just went half over Minkelman, 14-6, Dundee County Stratton over North Platte St. Pat's. Third down and short. Schwenk goes under center. Snap back, and he's going to roll off to the left. bootleg again, trying to cut the field. Hit, dives.
It might be short.
Close, but it might be about a half foot short. Referee comes in, sideline judge there. And he's going to be just a little short. Ruggles, I think, leading the charge. It is going to be 4.5 yards for Maywood Hay Center.
And the clock runs if you're Maywood Hay Center.
Hustle up the line of scrimmage. Fourth down and short. Snap back. And a give to Bros. Oh,
I don't know if he got it. It's
really
close.
The right foot, left foot spot.
And it's going to be very, very close.
Surely we'll have a measurement here, I would think.
I would think so, yes.
Stop the clock here with 59 seconds to go in the half. And let's see.
They'll spot it on the guy's foot and see. I think he's short. It's going to be really close, though.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's just right out to the stick there.
Wow.
It's going to be.
Nose of the football maybe for a first down.
Either way, it's going to be just a length or two short. Oh, put a little more time on the clock. 105. 10. Eight?
Or nine.
Nine?
109.
109, okay. Jason's got it figured out over here. So, okay, we're bringing the chains in here.
Oops.
And we'll stretch it out here, put it to 20. And let's see. Just barely by the nose of the football.
Nose of the football was it.
First and 10, Maywood Hay Center. A huge conversion on fourth down for the Wolves keeps this drive alive.
Now they got to get up there and snap it quick because the clock runs.
Just about right at the 15-yard line, first and 10, Maywood Hay Center.
Clock will start here.
Chain set. Here we go. Schwenk goes under center. Snap back. And a give. Bros up the middle. Breaks a tackle and dives down to about the 10-yard line. Pick up a 5 or 6 yards. But the Wolves have to hustle. Out of timeouts.
Yep, they've got to get it going.
Wolf with the air.
If you're Maywood Hay Center, you don't have time to stand around here. You got to get the plays going.
Schwenk hustles him up to the line. Second down and 5. Snap back. Looking downfield. Quick pass over here in a flat. Incomplete.
Yep. Hit the ground.
And for their sake, that's probably good because he would have lost or maybe got a yard, and that's about
it.
Yeah,
and that was it and would have brought up more time off the clock. So clock stops with 39 seconds to go here in the half. Maywood Hay Center's at the 10-yard line here driving, but no timeouts. They've got to do something big here.
Third and about 4 for the Wolves. As Greg mentioned, right at the 10. Have to get to about the 6 to pick up a first down and 10. First and goal, I should say. Plenty of time here. Cambridge love to get a stop here. Keep that goose egg on the scoreboard. As the Wolves come up the line, Schwenk up under center. Snap back. Fake the toss, looking downfield. Winds up, throws it down the middle, but way out of the end zone. Almost intercepted there, but a little too high on a pass. Incomplete. It'll be 4th down and 4 for the Wolves.
Trying to get it to their big man.
Yep, right idea
down there.
You
know, yeah. He's taller than anybody in that backfield, but good defense back there. He was covered the whole way and just threw it too high for him to even get to, but almost picked off there at the back of the end zone.
Diving for it there was a Hallmeyer. So another huge fourth down play here for both teams. 33 seconds to go in the half. 4th and 4 for Maywood Hay Center at the Cambridge 10-yard line. Schrank brings him up to the line of scrimmage. Snap back and give it to Bros over here right side. Fighting, dives, and boy.
He tried to reach for it, but I don't think he got it.
I think he's about a half a yard short this time, but we will see for sure where the spot is.
Oh,
they're not even going to measure.
Cambridge.
Cambridge holds. Bros about a half a yard short, and the Trojans hold on 4th down.
Now, if you're the Trojans, I think you just take a victory formation, go into the half up 12-0, and enjoy it. That Dundee County game come down to seconds. St. Pat's had the ball on about the 4-yard line as time was running out. Couldn't punch it in, and they go into the half with Dundee County leading 14-6.
First and 10, Trojans at their own 6. Horton brings them up to the line of scrimmage. And it's going to be a handoff over there right side, diving up for 3 or 4 yards. And that should be the final play. Or no, I guess we've got a timeout. Cambridge use their final one, Coach Rice.
That uses their last timeout as well.
Yeah. Okay, so we'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
Don't leave the door.
door to your peace of mind wide open. With First State Insurance, your hometown team, you're covered. They're your community neighbor and first choice for insurance. Protect what matters with First State Insurance. Visit Robin in Arapahoe or Ida in Holbrook. First State Insurance, your hometown team that won't leave you wide open when disaster strikes.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here late in this first half of play. 18 seconds to go in the half. Cambridge up 12-0 over Maywood Hayes Center on the MB Bank scoreboard. Trojans had a big stop on fourth down a few moments ago. Ran one play, got about 5 yards, and they have it at the 11-yard line. It'll be second down and about six here for the Trojans. Coach Rice burning his final timeout. If you had to win it to back, you might do a Hail Mary or something, but we'll see
into
here.
That win would be pretty tough.
Norton goes under center and is going to take off, try to run with it, and dives up to about the 15, picks up 3 or 4 yards, and that'll do it for the first half of play. Halftime score.
Nope, they're going to line up quick here, Mark.
Oh, okay, my bad. Norton again under center, and is going to take off and flips it. And over here near side and diving for a couple yards. Man, crazy play there.
He faked spiking it and yep. Then pulled it back and took off with it, hoping everybody would collapse on the middle. And unfortunately, they didn't do that for him. But
okay, here we go. Halftime, Cambridge 12, Maywood Hayes Center, nothing. We'll take a break, come back with our halftime show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that 5 times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger.
No, I didn't actually.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Newly remodeled with you in mind, Carpenter Breland Funeral Home's newly remodeled facility is designed just for you. From ample parking to our kids' playroom, our new handicap facility is one level and perfectly suited to meet the needs of your family. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
We got it. That's
that's a promise from your friends at Copperidge Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copperidge Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
M&B. In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our halftime show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and on 103.9 Hawk app. Halftime score here, Cambridge leads over Maywood Hayes Center at the break. 12-0 is our score here in this one. Let's take a look at the scoring. First quarter, we had a couple drives, by several drives by both teams, but nobody could punch it in. And then early in the second quarter, Kepin had a nice six-yard run for a touchdown. Extra point, no good. 6-0 Cambridge. Then late in the first half, Cambridge was marching down the field. They had a turnover on down, or turnover actually, recovered the football at the 29. And then Roof had a nice two-yard run up the middle. 12-0. Maywood Hayes Center was driving late, got down inside the 15-yard line, but couldn't punch it in. Cambridge held on downs, and that's where we stand at the break. Cambridge 12, Maywood Hayes Center nothing here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Again, Mark Searcy here with Greg Tentley, and a good half of football. Both these teams opportunities, but Cambridge punches in a couple times, and they lead at the break 12-0.
Yeah, it's been a good first half. Both teams have moved the ball. They just, you know, a couple breaks here or there for Maywood Hayes Center, and this could be a tie ball game, but you know, turnovers again, a couple of interceptions, fumble, you know, and then you almost call it turnover on the one punt that Cambridge had. Yeah. It was only about a 10-12-yard punt, and Maywood Hayes Center couldn't do anything with that either. So a little halftime entertainment here. The senior dads are attempting field goals from about the 10-yard line or so and into the wind, yeah. Unfortunately.
A little tough here. It's cooled down. Temperatures, probably upper 60s by now. Let me look real quick. 66, yeah. So
kind of what we thought they'd be about this time. The wind is still blowing a pretty good clip, probably 15 mile an hour at least. And, you know, some games of note tonight, Perkins County 26, Kimball 14. That's at halftime. And then Dundee County Stratton 14, North Platte St. Pat's 6. They're just coming out of the halftime on that. St. Pat's was driving with the second quarter winding down, no timeouts at about the 4-yard line, and were unable to score on that and went into the half down 14-6. Southwest is up 22-7 on Med Valley at halftime, and last time I saw, Loomis was up on Hitchcock County Last time I saw a score there, I think was 24-8, Loomis, and that was going into the halftime.
Yep, that's exactly right. Halftime district game there for Loomis and Hitchcock County. And important game there down the road. So, again, halftime score here, Cambridge 12, Maywood Hay Center nothing. Next week we will have Maywood Hay Center at Hitchcock County on Friday, but we've got another game tomorrow night. I'll be up at Juanita Palisade High School as the Broncos welcome in six-man power SEM. That game will be, again, here on the Hawk Bison football hosting Hastings. That should be a good one tomorrow on KI6, pregame at 6, kickoff at 7 for that contest. So, again, lots of football yet to come here on our High Plains radio stations for tomorrow night. Also, volleyball, Huskers just beat Illinois in a sweep. Cambridge defeated Maywood Hay Center 3-0. Triangular over in Southwest, the Rough Riders beat Overton 25-22, 25-20, and took the first set over Alma 25-6. Haven't got an update on the second set in that matchup. Lots of sports here in the High Plains radio station. We talked about, Greg, week six already for our football team.
It's hard
to believe it.
It's crazy we're only week six, but, you know, we're into the MLB playoffs. And unfortunately, Rich's Houston Astros went 2-0
out.
But, you know, I got to give those Royals credit. Yep. They go into Baltimore and pick up a 2-0 sweep in Baltimore and move it on to take on the dreaded Yankees, and I'll root for the Royals anytime they're up against the Yankees. You know, my Cubs finished second in the division, but not enough to get in, so we'll wait till next year. That's always a good Cubs fan saying.
Yeah.
But, you know, see what happens the offseason. But, you know, Kansas City Royals close to home. Let's hope they can do some magic here against the Yankees in the playoffs. But, you know, football's winding down, you know, two more weeks of the eight-man schedule, and, you know, Cambridge's last home game here, and then they're on the road at Overton, which is going to be a huge matchup for them. Overton's up like third in the playoff points, 5-0 going into this week, and then no slouch at all, Hitchcock County, at Hitchcock County to finish out the regular season. So, you know, win tonight probably gets Cambridge into the playoffs, looking at the playoff points. And then at least a split with those two coming down could move them up high enough to get them into a first-round home game. So we'll have to see how those things play out. And, of course, got to take into account, you know, Loomis keeps Wilden. That helps Cambridge's ability to get more playoff points. And, you know, a lot of things vary in there with Axtell and whatnot. But it's going to be huge, this North Platte St. Pat's Dundee County game tonight. If Dundee County hangs on and beats them, then you got two teams with one loss and Arapahoe in the driver's seat going into the game with Alma tonight. And then next week, I think, if I remember right, it's Axtell maybe next week?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either for sure. But and then they go to North Platte St. Pat's. And St. Pat's going to have a little advantage there, Mark, with Southern Valley not able to finish out their season. Yep. They're going to get a bye week in between their game in Arapahoe to work on things, get healed up, and go into that Arapahoe game with a long rest there. So some teams may not like that, but going into that big of a game, yeah, maybe you do.
Big thank you again to our great sponsors of high school football tonight on the Hawk: Community Hospital McCook, Decatur Health, First Aid Insurance of Arapahoe, Corporate Seeds, Landmark Implement, Mark's Pharmacy, McCook Clinic, M&B Bank, Pizza at McCook, Runza, Southwest Public Power, and Southwest Nebraska Physical Therapy. Again, our halftime score, Cambridge 12 and Maywood Hay Center nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back, and get you ready for the start of the third quarter right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
For over 50 years, First State Bank in Holbrook, Nebraska has redefined the way you bank. Family-owned and community-focused, First State Bank is known for its simplicity and customer-first approach. Enjoy a debit card with no monthly fee, seamless online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Their service is tailored to meet your unique needs. Visit First State Bank to experience personalized banking that works for you. First State Bank, a simple way of banking. Visit them in Holbrook today.
With
summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
Landmark Implement helps you put dirt in its place with increased accuracy and greater speed thanks to the John Deere Smart Grade. This fully integrated 3D grade control system boosts job site productivity and reduces labor costs with fewer passes and less wasted material, meaning more bids won and higher margins. No masts, no cables, just clear views of the job site. Visit your local Landmark Implement today and discover the profit-boosting power of the Smart Grade and experience the Landmark difference.
Check out Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Whew, that's a tongue twister. Say that five times fast.
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger. Yeah.
No, I didn't actually...
Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon... Barbecue Bacon Burger.
Try Runza's Spicy Barbecue Bacon Burger with barbecue sauce, jalapenos, bacon, pepper jack cheese, and crispy onion strips. Because Runza makes it all better.
Stop by Runza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Serving every family as our own. In your time of need, why turn to a business when you can lean on a family? As a family-owned funeral home, we offer a level of dignity and compassion you won't find elsewhere. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments, proudly serving Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas.
Isn't it a drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your Community Hospital. Advanced care, always there.
You've seen it before. Beautiful acres of green growth. Alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane that started out as just soil and seeds. Farmers count on Copperidge Seeds of Cambridge for quality seeds for maximum growth and yield potential. Superior stem quality, standability, maximum insect and disease resistance, and tolerance to extreme weather conditions. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it all at Copperidge Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real healthcare, which means they're always working to improve healthcare outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the healthcare professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
MNB, there is a difference. MNB.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Justin Easter with MNB Bank. With deep agricultural roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at our McCook location and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 345-4240. MNB Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC.
MNB.
Football
time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings? Buy 6 or 8 and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Searcy, Greg Tentley back with you here in Cambridge as we get ready for the start of the second half. Again, our score, Cambridge 12, Maywood Hayes Center nothing here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Boy, for Cambridge, glad you had a couple of touchdowns, but you missed some other opportunities. Maywood Hayes Center, they had a couple opportunities. They didn't punch in, and I'm sure Coach Collins talking to them, but we've got to take advantage of that if we want to get the comeback here. Cambridge continued to have those opportunities, continued to play hard, and the Maywood Hayes Center, that fullback, a little trap over there, has been successful a lot of plays, but other times they've stymied it, so it's still anybody's ball game, but Cambridge up by a couple scores. Coach Rice, got to be happy with that.
Yeah, and you got to be real happy that you deferred, so right. You get the ball to start the second half here. You can drive down and put one in the end zone. That's going to be a huge momentum factor for Cambridge going into the second half. If they can put one in the end zone here beginning of the third quarter, maybe sustain a decent drive, yep. Eat up 5-6 minutes on the clock. That would be a perfect scenario for Coach Rice if he could draw one up. If you're Maywood A Center, you're looking for a turnover, you know. Something to kick your kids in and get them kick-started. But, boy, that cross-buck play basically is the way you they run that off that fullback. Been pretty productive for them. You know, a couple times it's been stopped, but the rest of the time it's gone for 25, 30 yards. Yeah. So if you're Cambridge, I'm sure he's made some adjustments at halftime over that. So big score out in Binkelman. Dundee County come out to open up the third quarter and stuck another touchdown on the board. They're up 20-6 over North Platte St. Pat's early third quarter at Binkelman.
As we are ready to start the third quarter, Maywood Hayes Center going right to left to kick things off here for the third quarter. Again, kicking into the wind still. Maybe 15 to 20 miles an hour, not quite as breezy as earlier, but still plenty of wind. The flag's still waving over there. Temperature has dropped a little bit. Everybody getting their jackets and blankets. It's going to be in the probably 50s time we get out of here tonight. Definitely not used to that here as of late. Been pretty warm. Like a freeze warning tonight, and then it might be 90 by Saturday. So.
Yeah, typical Nebraska weather.
It is. Wolves to kick it off here to start the third quarter. And boots it over there, far side. Nice kick. And dies kind of about the 8. Picked up there by Cambridge. Trying to go near sideline. And cuts on the field. And hit the 20-yard line. And he is taken down there immediately. And that's where Cambridge will start. First down and 10.
Decent return on the play.
Mitchell with a return there for Cambridge.
We got a player for Maywood Hayes Center kind of coming up gimp there. Number 34 for them.
Is that Dibbern, I believe?
I believe it is.
It's been a vital part of this team Dibbern, so far.
He's kind of favoring an ankle there a little bit.
Receiver split to either side here for Cambridge. Opening drive of the third quarter at the 20. First down and 10 Trojans. Snap back. Norton and pitches it over here and cuts it to the field. It's about 5 to the 25-yard line.
Pretty good pickup there on first down. You know, he got that pitch out there and was able to turn the corner. Pretty good job there.
Roof with that carry there for Cambridge. Second down and got about 5 here for the Trojans. Again, receiver split to either side here. Norton in the shotgun. Snap back, and it could be a handoff over there left side. Not much room there, maybe a yard or two. Nice tackle there by number 21 for Maywood Hayes Center.
Ball there in on the tackle, and Dibbern in on that as well. So he looks like he's moving better now.
Roof again with the carry. And it'll be a third down at about 3 for the Trojans. Big third down here for Cambridge. Love to keep the drive alive. Maywood Hayes Center, you'd love to get a 3-and-out and get the ball right back. Third down and short. Norton, and Shanahan hands it off up the left side and spun around. Maybe got the first down. Fumbled. But Cambridge recovers. There's also a flag as
two
well.
Two different flags. Well, no, that was a beanbag coming in there. Yeah. But the other one was definitely a flag.
And I think it's going to be holding on the Trojans. And that will back him up 10 yards. Fourth penalty of the night here for Cambridge.
Bring up third and about 13 here when they get through stepping it off.
Is that Trojans pleading their case there, but to no avail. Back them up. And we'll go back to the original line of scrimmage, so it will be third down and 10, Cambridge.
Umpire explaining to one of the Cambridge players there, got to keep your hands inside the shoulder patch, young man.
So third down and 10 for the Trojans. Receiver split the other side. Norton looks at his playbook on his wrist. Snap back. Looking downfield. Winds up. Pass over here near sideline. Up and caught at the 40 and into Wolves territory at the 35-yard line. Great grab there by number two, Brady Allmeyer.
Allmeyer made a nice concentration and a great grab there. He had a defender cut, tried to take the interception there instead of going for the receiver and right in front of him at the time he caught that ball. So great concentration, nice catch, big gain there for Cambridge.
Spot it down below us here at the 35-yard line, first and 10, Trojans. In Wolves territory, Twins here to the near side. Norton sends a man in motion. Snap back and a give at the middle and breaks a tackle, 25 and down to about the 22-yard line. A good run up the middle there by Cambridge's number 21, Jaden Roof.
Boy, he hit the hole and it was wide open there and no problem getting 10, 15 yards out of that run. Big blocks up front by the Trojans.
Spot the 23, 22-yard line, first and 10, Cambridge on the move here. To start the third quarter of play. Got a man in motion. Snap back. And give up the left side hit. And push back. Big stick there in the middle after a short gain of a couple. It'll be second and 8 for the Trojans.
Yeah, big interior line there for Maywood. Ace hitter stepped up, wrapped him up. 3-4 people in on the tackle there.
Spotted just short of the 20. Second down and 8 for Cambridge. Wolves defense getting set. Here we go. Second down and 8. Cambridge has a couple receivers here near side. Norton gets a snap. Fake it. Quick pass over here near side. Complete. Ruggles inside the 20, 15, and knocked out of bounds about the 9-yard line. And that'll be enough for a first down. It'll be first and goal, Cambridge.
And Dibbern is obviously feeling better. He was pursued halfway across the field to make that tackle for Maywood Ace Center.
Ruggles using his speed, going quickly up the field after a nice throw and catch. And it's first and goal, Cambridge at the 9 of Maywood Hay Center. Up 12-0, looking for more here on this drive. Norton brings him up to the line. I formation. Snap back, gives to the tailback, and hit. Pushes the pile inside the 5 to about the 3. Good hard running there by Keppen. And it'll be second and goal for the Trojans.
Good run again there.
Yeah, he's been running hard all game long.
Pushing a pile, moving his feet, carrying guys with him. Big drive here for the Trojans.
Good way to start this third quarter. Second down and goal from about the 3. Norton gets a snap, fake the handoff, looks down there. He's got a man over there, left side up, and incomplete.
Oh, right through the hand.
A little bit too high, but he had it in his hands but couldn't connect. It's incomplete, and it'll be third down and goal. Intended there for Keppen.
He had two guys over there in that area, and the deep one was intended receiver, just overshot him.
Might have been Rayburn over there. So a third down and goal now after the incomplete pass.
Somebody might have mixed up a route there. You had two guys within about 5 yards of each other there.
Third and goal from the 3. Twins to the near side here for the Trojans. It's Ty Norton's in the shotgun. And in motion, and bobbled a snap on the turf, and I think Maywood Hay Center recovered it.
On it.
Turnover, Trojans. knocking on the door, but fumble it. And Maywood Hay Center will take over at the 6-yard line, averting disaster and getting a takeaway just as we talked about they needed. And it'll be 1st and 10, Maywood Hay Center at their own 7.
That's a third or fourth time they bobbled that exchange between Norton and the back. This time it ends up in the wrong hands. Maywood Hay Center picks it up. See what they can do from deep in their own end here.
So 1st down and 10, Maywood Hay Center. Schwenk brings them up to the line of scrimmage, I formation. Snap, and give to the fullback straight up the middle. Big hole, picks up 7 or 8 yards up the gut. And a good gain there on 1st down for Erickson.
Moving the ball up the middle, just a straight ahead give. And move the pile, pick up some big yards. Brings up 2nd and about 4 on the play.
Yep, nice 6-yard pickup there for Maywood Hay Center. Good blocking up front there. As they break the huddle and come up to the line of scrimmage. Still 12-0 Trojans. Snap a give up the middle, fullback. Fights for it for a couple more. It's going to be 3rd and about 1 here from Maywood Hay Center. Erickson again with the carry.
Yep, meant the whole interior line of Cambridge there on that. Now it's just helmet on helmet to see who can power through there the most for Maywood Hay Center. So 3rd and short here for Maywood Hay Center.
7-12 to go in the third quarter. 12-0 Cambridge on top. As the Wolves get the turnover, let's see if they can convert here on 3rd and short. Shrink brings them up the line. Snap back and going to take off and try to run, kind of stumble.
He lost a yard.
Yeah, I think he lost about a half yard, and he's not going to pick up the 1st down. That'll be 4th down. Missed opportunity there, and Coach Collins is beside himself over there. It's like, that was a good play, but didn't execute, and it's going to be 4th down. Wolves will be forced to punt it.
Yeah, it took you from a real close setup there and lost a full yard on that play, so. Not what they wanted after getting the ball back on a turnover, but Cambridge got what they wanted, a quick 3 and out.
Wolves will be punting into the wind, going south to north here. Snap back, and a punt. A weird punt, almost hit a Trojan player, but takes a Wolves bounce inside the 35 to about the 32-yard line, and that's where Cambridge will take over, 1st down and 10. 6:07 to go in the third. Cambridge up 12-0. Over Maywood Hay Center on the M&B Bank scoreboard.
Boy, big loss opportunity there for Maywood Hay Center. You stop the drive, you get the ball back, and then you have a miscue, and you can't convert on 3rd and short. And here you are again, just about midfield. So field position been huge for Cambridge.
1st and 10, Trojan. 2nd possession here in this third quarter. And a give over here, right side, nice stiff arm, breaking tackles, and still trying to break another one, can't quite do it, but picks up about 12 or 13 yards, that'll move the chains for the Cambridge Trojans. Good run there by Kepin.
Yeah, Kepin has been driving those legs tonight. My gosh, he's doing a workload of under there with those legs. He's going to be sore tomorrow for sure.
Yes, he's been running hard. Spot the 34 of the Wolves, 1st and 10 Trojans. They marched down the field on the first drive, but fumbled it, and the Wolves took over. Snap back. Norton rolls to his left. Throw over in the flat, tipped, and incomplete. Couldn't quite hold on to it. And good coverage over there by the Wolves Bros. It'll be 2nd down and 10 for the Trojans.
Not sure that would have went very far. He was pretty well covered over there, Mark. Had defensive back all over him, so even a decent pass there and completion might not have gone for much.
2nd and 10 for the Trojans at the Wolves' 34-yard line. Norton brings him up to the line. Snap back and give the tailback at the middle. Breaks a tackle, spins around, and dives forward for about 6 yards there. Good run up the gut. And nice tackle over there by Anders. It'll bring up a 3rd and 4 here for Cambridge.
Yep, once again, copping on the carry right up the gut, driving those legs, and brings up a 3rd and at least manageable now, you know, 3rd and about 5.
Spot about the 29-yard line. Probably 2-down territory here for the Trojans. Snorton goes under center, I formation. Snap back, gives the tailback, and Kepin hit, fights forward for a couple, but not going to be enough. It'll be fourth and two for Cambridge.
Well, the way you've been pounding the ball up the middle, you've been getting 2, 3, 4 yards a pop. I think you go with your bread and butter here and just pound it right up the middle and see if you can get the first down.
Spotted at the 27, have to get to about the 24, so it's almost 3 yards, Greg, here.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah, so big play here for both these teams. 4:40 to go in the third. Fourth down and three. Norton, a quick snap. Give it the middle. He breaks the tackle. He's into the secondary at the 15. Carrying tackler still going. Spinning around and down inside the 10 to about the 7-yard line.
Wow, what a run. Oh, my goodness.
That was Jaden Roof with the carry for the Trojans. That's a highlight reel play if I ever saw one for Jaden Roof.
Man, he took guys, and for that last 10, 12 yards, he drug guys with him. Just kept fighting them off. Turn, spin, drive the legs, and a huge pickup there for Cambridge.
Fourth and three, and Roof picks up about 17 or 18, first and goal, Trojans. And a give again to Roof at the middle, and a flag flies from the umpire, and we know what that usually means.
Another hold going to come out here.
Pick up about three, but we'll see what the penalty's about.
That has been the killer for Cambridge all year.
Holding on the Trojans. Getting to the red zone, and another costly penalty backs them up 10 yards.
Well, you're going to go from a first and goal from the 5, and it's going to be 10 yards back, so... Now you're first and goal from about the 16, the way it looks, because they were just outside the 5.
Yep, spot the 16. And it is indeed first and goal, Trojans. Unbelievable run by Roof a few moments ago. Picks up a big first down, but now a costly penalty backs him up. Norton brings him up to the line. Snap back, and again a give over the left side. Picks up a couple 3 yards there. Was Roof. And it'll be second and goal from at the 11.
Good hard run there. Just got him by the shoelaces, tripped him up from going any further there. So big defensive stand here for Maywood Hay Center. They've got to step up here and get a stop.
They got a turnover the last time Cambridge is down here. So let's see what happens here. Second down and goal from about the 12 or so for Cambridge. Receiver split to either side. Norton's going to go in the shotgun. He's got a slot receiver there. He steps up to the line. Man in motion. Snap back. Throw it over here in the flat. He catches it on the run, trying to cut the field. Inside the 10. Inside the 5. Dives at about the half-yard line. I think just short.
Yeah, they're going to mark him just short of the goal line.
Brady Allmeyer, nice little swing pass there, and he does a great job moving up the field. And just short of the end zone, it'll be third and goal, Trojans.
Yeah, he made a move on a D-back there and left him standing watching and was able to pick up that extra yardage. And just knee was down just short of the goal line, even though he reached out there and tried to get it across.
So here we go, third and goal from the 1 for Cambridge. 3 minutes to go here in the third. And we got officials timeout here.
No, he went out of bounds, so he wanted to get the clock stopped.
Oh, excuse me, yep. So here we go. Third down and goal. Just outside the 1 for the Trojans. Probably expect a quarterback sneak, but we will see here. As Norton brings him up to the line. Third down and goal, Trojans. Maywood Hay Center digging in defensively. Snap back and rolling to his left, trying to get to the edge. He's going to walk into the end zone. Norton with a touchdown for the Cambridge Trojans.
Great call there by Coach Rice. Just a naked bootleg. Nobody home over there. Easy 6 points there for the Trojans. And if you're Maywood Hay Center, they ran a great play there.
Yep, you're expecting something right up the middle, and just a great ball fake, and Norton's got some speed, got to the edge, and takes it in. 18-0, Cambridge on top with 2:55 to go in the third. And that was a dagger drive there for Cambridge, converting on that long run, and then a big touchdown a few plays later. Snap back, kind of fumbled it, and he's in.
He's in.
Two-point conversion is good. 20-0 now. Cambridge leads over Maywood Hay Center with 2:55 to go in the third. Back after this quick break on 103.9 The Hawk.
When managing your money feels overwhelming, rest assured First State Bank of Holbrook makes it simple. Enjoy the ease of online banking, ACH payments, and email statement access. Plus, their debit card comes with zero monthly fees. Experience banking designed to fit your life, not complicated. More families are choosing First State Bank for a hassle-free experience. Visit their friendly staff in Holbrook and design your banking experience.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark Craig back with you here in Cambridge as the Trojans strike again on seven play, a 48-yard drive. And they cap it off with a Norton one-yard run on a great naked bootleg. Two-point conversion was good. And with 2:55 remaining in the third quarter, it's Cambridge 20, Maywood Hay Center nothing. Maywood Hay Center now down three scores, Greg, a tough hill to climb against this Cambridge team.
Yeah, it's a big time points there in that 2-point conversion. 2:55 to go here in the third, and if you're Maywood Hay Center, you got to get a score on the board.
Yep, you sure do. Nice end over end kick and received there at the 5. Return to the 10, 15, 20. Flags fly and up to the 25 yard line.
Block in the back there, and number 12 for Maywood Hay Center was trying to throw a block, and he definitely had him in the back there. So.
And so that'll back up the Wolves 10 yards. It's going to be a holding on Maywood Hay Center. Their sixth penalty of the night. Of course, a big game out in Benkelman. DCS 20. St. Pat scored. It's 20-14. Loomis and Hitchcock County. The last score ahead was halftime. I think we talked about that. 24-6. Loomis on top of the Falcons in that one. The Wolves have it, first and 10 from their own 14-yard line. Schwenk goes under center here for the Wolves. Snap back and give the fullback over the right side and bottled up there, picks up a couple tough yards. And Cambridge read it a lot better than they did in that first half. Erickson,
yes, they did. They made a couple changes there and pretty much had that read from the beginning. They've seen it enough tonight that they should be able to adjust to that.
Get up to the 16. They'll be second down and 8 for the Trojans. And Schwenk brings them up to the line I formation behind him. And a give over the right side. Bottled up, maybe a couple there on the play, and that's about it. It'll bring up third down at about 6 here, 4 or 7 for Maywood Hay Center. Coach Hamilton, he's the assistant football coach. Of course, he's the boys basketball head coach. Had a great season last year getting to the state finals, and he wanted to trade spots with me, Greg. It's getting a little cooler outside, but I said, nah, I'll just stick to the press box.
Yeah, we kind of like it in here. And he needed his cap.
Yeah, he did. He doesn't have much hair up there to keep him warm.
He needs a little stocking cap there to keep the heat in.
Third down and long here for the Wolves. Schwenk under center. Snap back and toss pitch, trying to get to the edge here, but Trojans string it out, nowhere to run. I mean, he got a yard or so, and that's it. Good job stringing it out here. And it'll be a fourth down at about 5 for Maywood Hay Center.
Yep. Miller was in on that play, pursued that well, and got him to the boundary.
So Maywood Hay Center gives up a score, and then you go 3 and out. I'm sure that's not what Coach Collins wanted his squad to do, but that's what happened. And they have to punt into the wind.
Minute 32 to go here in the third.
Again, 20-0 our score. Cambridge on top.
Loomis leads Hitchcock County 32-14 now in the third quarter.
Snap back. Wolves to punt it high, but not real far.
And it
took a backspin and only got about net 10 yards on the punt from the line of scrimmage. And Cambridge have great field position at the Wolves' 33-yard line. Of course, into that kind of stiff wind and had that backspin on it, and it went the wrong way.
You could see that when it was coming, that was going to be one of them hoppers when it hit. And luckily, Maywood Hay Center had somebody closer to grab it.
Boy, for Cambridge, Greg, this is a knockout blow drive here if they can punch it in here at the 33 of Maywood Hay Center. Receiver split the other side. Snap back, Norton, a quick pass in the flat, tipped.
Ooh.
And incomplete. He had him wide open over there, but I couldn't get it to him, and it'll be second down and 10 for the Trojans.
Yeah.
Wanted to get Roof over there.
Dibbin just about picked that off
for
Maywood Hay Center. He got his paws on it and about pulled that down.
Second and 10 for the Trojans at the 33 of the Wolves. Cambridge comes up to the line of scrimmage. Norton goes under center. And snap back and a handoff over the right side. Cuts up the field. 25, 20, and down to about the 19 of Maywood Hay Center. There's a flag over there. And we'll see what that's all about. Kevin with a nice run, though. And let's see.
That call come from the side, Judge. So
holding on Cambridge.
Good Lord, guys.
Another penalty. So that is six on the Trojans here tonight.
Seems like they get a good drive going, and the holding comes up and catches them again. And that's kind of been a theme for them, unfortunately, all year.
So back them up and goes to the 38-yard line. We'll be second. Oh, and about 15-16 here for the Trojans. Wind the clock.
Coach Rice might want to change the pregame meal.
Receiver split the other side. Snap back. Norton looks downfield, trying to run a screen across the middle. It's high and behind a great grab there by Ruggles. And cuts to the field and dives forward for another few yards. Picks up 7 or 8 yards, but what a great one-handed grab for Ruggles going behind him and able to get a nice pick or a good reception there.
Yeah, super grab by Ruggles going across the middle and then able to turn it upfield, get a good gain. And guess what, Mark? No yellow flags on the field.
Hey, that's good to see. Third down and about 5 or 6 here for the Trojans in Wolves territory at the 24-yard line. Twins to the far side here for Cambridge. Norton in the shotgun. Man in motion, snap back. And a give over their left side. Roof stumbles, but gets to the 20, 15. There's a flag as well. Fumbled. And I think, let's see, I think they say Cambridge recovered it.
No, they're saying he was down before.
Okay, he was down, okay.
But we got the dreaded yellow hanky.
From the referee, and usually that means a hold or a block in the back, possibly. And let's see here. Holding on Cambridge. Another holding.
Holding on the Trojans.
Seventh penalty here tonight. And I just got an update that said DCS is up 28-14 at half. I haven't seen the score there on that one, Greg. Is that right?
I'm looking here now. Got to get the live update going here because it wasn't live yet. But it looks like, it could be because Dundee County's kicking off now. So
32-14, Loomis over Hitchcock County. Third down and long here for the Trojans. Twins in the air, one to the far, man in motion. Norton's going to take off and run up the middle. Hit and pushed back and pulled back. And maybe a loss of one on the play.
Yep.
And it's going to be a timeout. That's the end of the third quarter. After three, Cambridge 20 and Maywood Hay Center nothing on the M&B Bank scoreboard. We'll take a break, come back with the fourth and final quarter. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawk.
With summer's allergies or pesky bug bites, Mark's Pharmacy and Arapahoe Pharmacy have you covered for relief. From fast-acting allergy medication to soothing bug bite treatments, they've got everything you need for a carefree summer. And that's not all. They deliver prescriptions right to your door in McCook, Cambridge, Arapahoe, and other area communities. Say goodbye to long pharmacy lines and hello to convenience when you visit MarksRx.com and ArapahoePharmacy.com to learn more.
It's the best time of the year to order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower from Landmark Implement during the Early Order Program. Hay harvest is a race against time. Order a new John Deere self-propelled windrower to harvest your hay quickly and efficiently while promoting quick dry down for quality hay. Now is the time to lock in the best price of the year. Contact your local Landmark location for full details on a new self-propelled windrower and experience the Landmark difference.
Mark and Greg back with you as we begin the fourth quarter. Cambridge has a 20-0 lead. They have a big play here. Fourth down and about 14 from the Wolves 38. Snap back to Norton. A quick pass trying to hook a ladder and hit over here on the near sideline. Well short. Mummy got 6 or 7 yards. And Maywood Hay Center will take over on the turnover and downs at their own 32-yard line.
Yeah, Jackson Anders read that well. He stood there long enough for the pitch to be committed and then stepped up and made the tackle. So big stop there for Maywood Hay Center. And the feed from Dundee County hasn't updated, but I just got an update, too. It says 28 14 is the last update I got as well, Mark.
Yep, so Tigers trying to hold on for a win there against the Irish. First down and 10. Wolves after they get a stop on downs. And, Greg, this is definitely a must-score drive here for Maywood Hayes Center if they want any chance to get a comeback.
Oh, absolutely. There's no question about it now.
Twin to the far side as Schwenk in the shotgun gets a snap. Looking downfield, winds up, throws it down the far side. He's got a man there, but incomplete. A little bit short or on the near side. And incomplete. And they'll bring second down and 10 here for the Wolves. Good pressure there by Cambridge's defense. Schwenk needed a little more air on that pass, but couldn't connect. Cambridge had good coverage downfield as well. Second and 10 for the Wolves. 11:48 to go here in this one. 20-0. Cambridge on top. Last regular season home game here for the Trojans. Honored to seniors at halftime. Twins here to the far side. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back and going to give it the middle. Trying to cut to the outside and hit and take it down. Rose picks up about 5 on the play. It'll be a third down and 5 here for the Wolves.
Wolves have got to convert here. They need to score bad with 11:30 to go in the game and could get one in and give them some hope here to try and come back in this game.
Spotted at the 36-yard line. Third down and about 5 here for Maywood Hayes Center. Receiver split here to the near side. Schwenk in the shotgun, gets a snap. Fake the handoff, he's going to take off and run, hit, and taken down. Good play there defensively by Cambridge.
Tackled up by number 26, Colton Kerr.
Lost back to the 35. It'll bring up fourth down and 7 here for the Wolves.
Colton Perks made a heck of a stop on that play. He wrapped him up and dropped him in a hurry.
For Maywood Hayes Center, I think you got to go for it here. I think Coach Collins is going to do that. Down by 3 scores here with 10:39 to go in the game. So they hustle up to the line. Twins here to the near side. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back. Looking downfield. Rolls to his right. Pressure to quick pass. Over tipped. And incomplete. And the Trojans take over on downs as their defense comes up with a stop on fourth down. So nice stop there by the Cambridge defense. They have it at the 35 of Maywood Hayes Center.
That's huge for Cambridge. You know, you're deep into territory now, and, you know, you're in Maywood Hayes Center territory. You can hang on to the ball here, put a score on the board, just about put this one away.
Yep. So receiver split to either side here for the Trojans. Norton in the shotgun. Young freshman quarterback's really come. Made nice progress throughout this season. Snap back, looking downfield. Winds up, quick pass and a flat coming to the middle here. And picking up 5 or 6 yards there. I think that's Ruggles again.
Yep, Ruggles on that reception. You know, he does a nice job when he catches that ball of pivoting and turning and bringing it back to the middle and finding an opening. Picked up a really good gain there on first down.
Second down, we'll call about 3 or 4 here for the Trojans. Receiver split to either side here. Norton again in the shotgun. Snap back, looking downfield. Rolls to his left out of the pocket and is going to take off and run. 20, 15, 10, and I think, oh, he stepped back, and they're going to say about the 17, 18
yard
line.
About the 17 is where they're going to mark him out.
But they move the chains, another first down for the Cambridge Trojans offense. So nice gain there by Norton.
For Cambridge, the only bad part there, you stop the clock.
Yep. Spotted 18, first and 10, Cambridge. Wolves desperately trying to get a stop or a takeaway here. Cambridge love to get the knockout blow here and punch it in. Twins to either side. Norton again in the shotgun. Man in motion. Snap back and give it on the jet sweep. Trying to get a block at the edge. 15, 10, 5, and knocked out of bounds over there about the 3. Nice little jet sweep there. And on Brady Allmeyer with the carry. And it will be a first and goal for Cambridge.
Great gain there, just smoked her around the corner, made that corner look easy, and just had one man to beat and couldn't quite get by him.
Nice speed there by Allmeyer. First and goal, Trojans, just outside the three of Maywood Hay Center. Twins here to the near side. Oh, my. Cambridge trying to punch in another one. And looking to the sideline here, a little confusion, but I think we're ready to go. Snap back. Norton. Oh, to left, pressured, takes out, throws it late, but way over the intended receiver's head, Allmeyer. Incomplete. It'll be second down and goal here for the Trojans.
Updated score from Binkelman, and I don't think folks are going to believe this one. Fourth quarter, North Platte State Pats 14, Dundee County Tigers 42.
Wow. Nice impressive performance there for DCS.
Apparently, Dundee County did not like the loss last week to Arapaho and has some revenge motive this week. But 42-14, fourth quarter, Dundee County over North Platte St. Pat's.
I formation here for the Trojans. Second down and goal. Handoff over the right side, spinning around. Flags fly everywhere. There are three of them. I think he made it in. Touchdown, but I'm pretty sure it's going to come back.
It's going to come back on the dreaded holding call, I'm sure.
Another holding on the Trojans. Eight penalties tonight for 85 yards. Trojans just can't clean that up here this season. So back them up. And it'll go, let's see, at about the 13-14 yard line. Second and goal, Cambridge. 9:28 to go in the game, 20-0. Cambridge on top, trying to punch another one in here.
That's about the third or fourth drive tonight, isn't it, Mark?
Yeah.
That they've had a first and goal from a five or so and been backed up.
Twins on the near side, got a man in motion. Norton gets a snap, looks downfield, a quick pass in the flat. Allmeyer complete. Gets a couple blocks, got to the field, five, he's in! Touchdown, Trojans! Allmeyer, great speed, good blocking, no flags this time.
No
flags.
Another
touchdown for Cambridge.
Nice pass, nice run. Worked that play well, and another 6 points on board for Cambridge.
So 26-0, Cambridge on top over Maywood Hay Center as they will line up for the two-point conversion with 9:12 to go in the ballgame.
Looks like maybe they're short a player.
And
hustling up to the line to get the playoff here.
And snap back and give up the middle. Dives. Did he get in?
He's in. Yes, he is.
Yep.
Is
so
four.
Cambridge adds a two-point conversion. And they now lead 28-0 over Maywood Hay Center here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Take a break. Come back to kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Taylor is living the Renza dream.
The Fry Life is the high life.
He's stacking up rewards on the Renza mobile app.
Points on points on points on points.
That's a lot of free food from Renza.
Yep, I'm headed there for lunch today.
Download the Renza mobile app to start getting rewards. Because Renza makes it all better.
Stop by Renza, North Highway 83 in McCook.
Who can you count on when your family is in need? Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monument proudly serves Southwest Nebraska and Northwest Kansas through traditional funeral service, on-site cremation, pre-needs, and monuments. Carpenter Breland Funeral Home and Monuments of McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Mark and Greg back with you here in Cambridge as the Trojans strike again on a Norton to Allmeyer. 14-yard touchdown pass, two-point conversion was good. 28-0 with 9:12 to go in the ballgame, leading over Maywood Hay Center. High end over end kickoff over there. Far side bounces picked up at the 10. Return to the 15. Trying to cut the hits outside, but Cambridge right there.
Good coverage.
And taken down about the 16. That's where Maywood Hay Center will take over. Wolves have had a few opportunities this game, but, boy, just haven't punched it in the second half. They've been kind of stymied here by this tough Cambridge defense.
Yeah, the defense made their adjustments at halftime, and they've really shut that rushing game for Maywood Hay Center down. And anytime they have tried to pass, it really hasn't gone for much. They had good pressure up the middle and kept the quarterback at bay on any sort of passing game for Maywood Hay Center.
So first and 15, or 10, excuse me, for the Wolves. Got a late player off, getting off the field there. That's going to be a flag. That should be a legal substitution because he was in the huddle.
Yep.
I'm assuming that's what the referee is going to call.
Yep.
And let's see here. Coming up, and it is going to be, yes, illegal substitution on Maywood Hay Center. So that'll back them up five.
First and 15 from the 10 now.
Yep, go back to about the, just outside the 10. From the 10-yard line for the Wolves. Of course, a rule on that is after, if you have too many guys in the huddle, then once you break the huddle, then that's the penalty call. You can get out any time before that, and it's okay. But late getting out the field, trips to the far side. Schwenk in the backfield, shotgun, snap back, and winds up, quick pass over the flat, complete, and gets a block, 15, up to about the 18, but is there a flag or beanbag? That's a flag.
It may have a block in the back or hold, whichever he's going to call on that.
That's a danger on those screens, the wide receiver screens, that some guys get upfield, and then you try to block, and they get in front of you, and then you get the hold or the block in the back. And
yep.
And that is indeed going to be the case here. It's going to be a block in the back on Maywood Hay Center. So back-to-back penalties on the Wolves. That's eight penalties for them here tonight. So plenty of laundry for both teams here. Oh, and the Irish just scored 42-21 in the Dundee game. So move the ball back to about the six-yard line. First and a long ways here for Maywood Hay Center. This fourth quarter is really dragging, Greg. 9:01 to go here.
Yeah, it's you get a couple scores and that
penalties
and
here we go. Trips to the near side here for Maywood Hay Center. Schwenk in the shotgun. Snap back. He rolls his right. Quick pass over there. Complete. Trying to find some room. I think that's Bros and up to across the 10 to the 11. And it'll be a pickup of 5 or 6 yards. It'll be second down and about 14 or 15 for the Wolves.
Yeah, Webb in there from his linebacker spot made the initial hit on that. Two or three other Trojans stepped in to help him out.
So a decent gain there for Maywood Hay Center. Trips to the far side, snap back, Schwenk. Pump fakes, going to go deep down the far side. It's up and intercepted by Ruggles. And taken up to the 35 of Maywood Hay Center. Read it beautifully.
Yep.
And another turnover for this Cambridge defense.
That would be Ruggles' second or third interception tonight.
He's got, and Maywood Hay Center's turned it over four times here tonight. They're trying for the big play, but just not enough air under it, and Ruggles is able to use his big frame to go up and get the pick. And the Trojans have it again, this time at the Wolves' 33-yard line.
That's definitely Ruggles' second pick tonight.
So. Yeah, I'm sure it is, at least two for him. And Cambridge will take over. First down and 10.
The big shot right here off the bat, see if you can stick it in the
end. Usually you try to do that. Snap back. And quick pass in the flat, complete. And dives forward for a couple, 3 yards there. Roof with that reception. Bruce with the tackle there. Just across the 30-yard line. Pick up about four. Second down and six for the Trojans. A couple of receivers here near side. Norton again in the shotgun. Got a man in motion. Snap back and a give right the middle. And Roof dives forward for a couple extra yards down to the 25 of Maywood Hay Center. Going to bring up a third down and long two here for the Trojans.
They're just methodically moving the ball, eating up the clock, and doing what they need to do here.
Yep, you just want to move down the field, hold on to that football, keep that clock running.
Ball in on the tackle for Maywood Hay Center on that last play.
Twins here to the near side. Norton sends a man in motion. Snap back and rental option, pitches it. Roof across the 25, 20, 15, breaks the tackle, 10, 5, and dives. Did he get in? No, I think just short about the 1 yard line. Jaden Roof had two or three of those, but another huge run for Jaden Roof.
And we're just outside the goal line at about the half yard line with that.
Another nice run there by Roof. Good blocking down the field and good effort. And it is first and goal just outside the one for Cambridge.
And we've seen this before, Mark. Let's hope, you know, for Cambridge, you don't want any mistakes. For Maywood Hay Center, you want to force something here, fumble something.
So they bring him up the line. Norton goes under center, eye formation. Snap back and pressure to quick pass over there. It's caught, but he's short of the end zone. Let's see if they set the. No, he says it in. Touchdown, excuse me. Touchdown, Trojans.
Yeah,
wow.
He caught it with possession in the end zone and then was forced back out.
Okay. Good job there by the official. Touchdown, Trojans.
Yeah, I watched his feet and the ball, and they were both across the goal line, and he took him out of bounds there with the tackle. So
here we go. Touchdown there. Makes it 34-0. As they will line up for the two-point conversion. With 6:35 to go in the game. Up 34-0. Norton sends a man in motion. Snap back. Quick pass over the middle. It's caught. Ruggles. Two-point conversion is good. 36-0. Cambridge leads over Maywood Hay Center. We'll be back with the kickoff right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Drag when your body just won't cooperate? It's like it doesn't understand you're trying to score, hit home runs, or just keep up with the grandkids. That's where the physical therapists at Community Hospital Rehab Center come in. My name is Ryan Harden. I'm a physical therapist and athletic trainer up at the hospital, and we are here to help you conquer your game, your life, and your weekends. Offering specialized treatments like dry needling, blood flow restriction training, and cupping, we are passionate about your success and safety. We help you play. Reach out to Frontier County Physical Therapy in Curtis or Community Hospital Rehabilitation Center in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Cambridge Trojans get another score on the scoreboard. A great pass over in the corner of the end zone. Just broke the plane. Two-point conversion is good. 6:35 to go in the game. 36-0 now. Cambridge on top of Maywood Hay Center as the Trojans will line up to kick it off. Really taking control of this game in the second half. And now, Greg, we're going to have a running clock here with 6:35 to go in the game. As Trojans line up to kick it off.
I'm really kind of surprised at the score for this game. I thought maybe Maywood Hay Center would give them a run here.
And we got a flag on the kickoff.
Offside on the kickoff.
Yeah. Fortunately, another penalty on Cambridge. 9 of them here tonight.
Outside somewhere.
So back them up 5. And we'll re-kick offside from the 25. Unlike the Minnesota-Michigan game, I think that was an offside on Cambridge.
Yeah, that was a fairly obvious offside. You notice it didn't take them long to change the rule on that now.
I heard some about that, yeah.
Yeah, Big Ten jumped right on that and changed that.
So back them up 5, we'll re-kick.
Doesn't do much good for Minnesota now.
No, it doesn't. So here we go. We'll line up, kicking off again. Church is up 36-0 here over Maywood Hay Center. And end over end over there. Bounces to 15. Picked up. Turned to the 20. 25. Got some room. And down there about the 32-yard line. And that's where Maywood Hay Center will take over. First down and 10.
Anders got a good return on that. And got him by the shoestrings. Brought him down. Still 42-21 between DCS and St. Pat's. Dundee County with the lead. Late fourth quarter in that game.
Wolves have it first and 10 at their own 32. Mr. Hotelling can run that clock over here for us.
Yes, he can.
Of course, in football, if it gets below 35, then we go back to regular clock rules, unlike basketball, where you get to 40 and then it runs no matter what. I formation, shrink under center. Snap back and give the fullback trap up the middle. Picks up 4 or 5 yards. And we second down about 6 here for the Wolves.
Noticed a couple of times this year teams that have, you know, been down big at halftime have come out and they've went with the running clock no matter what the whole second half.
Yep.
Teams that just don't have a lot of people this year. And I can see that, you know, get some reserves in, get some play time in, and don't get anybody hurt.
Because unfortunately, a lot of these teams don't have many reserve games anymore. It's just varsity. We don't have the numbers in the area anymore, seems like.
Seems like a lot of them don't, that's for sure.
We're at the 5 minute mark here in this one. Second down and about six here for the Wolves. Schwenk brings him up the line. Snap back and a give right up the gut there. Not much running room there for Dibbern. And it'll be second down at about five here for the Wolves.
Tackled up by number 22, Jake Rasmussen.
Rasmussen with a stop there for Cambridge.
Got a few new people in there on defense for Cambridge.
Dryce able to get a couple guys in there. Trojans will enjoy this victory and then get ready for a couple of big ones to end the season in district play at Overton and at Hitchcock County to end the regular season. Third down and five here for the Wolves. Schwenk gets a snap and hands it off. Tailback over here, right side. Hit, dives forward, might be about a half yard short.
Yeah, it looks like he's going to be just short. But
Bros with that carry.
And it's final from Dundee County, Stratton, and Binkelman. Dundee County knocks off North Platte St. Pat's 42-21 tonight in a battle of teams in the top 10.
Congratulations, Coach Spargo and his team. And a big win over the Irish. So fourth and short here for Maywood Hay Center at the 39-yard line of Cambridge. Shrink brings them up the line. Cambridge really crowding the middle. Oh, hard count, but I think Maywood Hay Center, I think the guard moved. And it is going to be full start on the Wolves. So back them up five. And so now it's fourth down and about six here for the Wolves. Schwenk under center, snap back, and it's going to be give the tailback. Bros fights for a yard or so, and that's
not going to go anywhere.
Now, Cambridge read that beautifully, tackled him, and he stopped short, and it'll be a turnover on downs for Cambridge, and they will take over in Wolves territory. And officials timeout. It's going to be Cambridge timeout here with 2:48 to go. 36-0 Cambridge on top. Take a break. Come back for more high school football right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
On the field or on the court, rely on your MVP, athletic trainer Evan DeCook of Community Hospital. He provides services to McCook Community College and McCook High School, covering games, assisting with rehab and recovery, and providing early injury recognition and evaluation. DeCook holds a Master of Athletic Training degree from the University of Nebraska at Kearney, is board certified and state licensed. We're your community hospital. Advanced care, always there. It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back as we wrap things up here. 2:48 to go on this one. Cambridge up 36-0. Over Maywood Hay Center as the Wolves turn it over on downs. And Cambridge will get some of the younger guys in here, get to play under the Friday night lights here. Final home regular season game.
Try and get some names here for you.
Ahead,
number four, Charlie Hauser, into the game. Number eight, Caden Klumpke, is in the game there for him. Number 25, that would be Ben Harris, sophomore, into the game there. We'll try to get you some more here as we go.
First and 10, Trojans, I formation. And a snap, a give, hit immediately, and fights forward for a couple. Cambridge.
Number 24, Russell Norton's in the game. Number 11 is Braxton Mitchell in at the quarterback spot now.
Again,
number 20 would be Roy Holscher for Cambridge into the game.
36-0, Cambridge on top. Second down and eight for the Trojans. A nice home win here to wrap up their home season here, and a nice quarterback keeper there. Picks up 7 yards there.
Braxton Mitchell
with that carry. That'll be third down and one here for Cambridge.
Looks like Miles Stanton is into the game as well for Cambridge.
Maybe center trying to get some of the younger guys in as well. The Wolves have to regroup, and we'll see them next week here on the Hawk. They have to travel to Hitchcock County and then host Bertrand end up their regular season. Give over the right side, trying to break a tackle, dives, carrying tackler, and he's going to pick up the first down and 10 for Cambridge.
Russell Norton on the carry there for Cambridge, picking him up a first down.
Under 2 minutes left here in this game. 36-0, Cambridge on top.
Sean Pauley into the game now for the Trojans.
And here we go. First and 10, Trojans. And flags flying. We're going to have offsides, I think, on Cambridge. Lining up in the neutral zone.
Yep. I do believe they did. You know, youngsters in there. Little nerves, maybe.
Offsides on the offense. Yep. So back them up five. It'll be first and 15 for the Trojans. So we wind the clock again. Snap back and give up the middle. Fullback trap. Pick up 4 or 5 yards there. And it'll be second and 10 here for Cambridge.
Isaac Messenger's in for Maywood Hay Center. Try to get some of those names for those gentlemen entering the game tonight. Like Aiden Bryant just come into the game for him.
Yep. Second and 10 Trojans at the 27 of Maywood Hay Center. One more snap here. Just about do it for this one. Cambridge are going to be 4-2 on the year. And then the final 2 weeks of the regular season. Snap back. Going to run a little option here. Pitches out here near side. And breaks the tackle inside the 10-5. He's in. Touchdown. The near sideline on the pitch play. And he takes it to the house for a Cambridge Trojan touchdown.
Sophomore Russell Norton on the carry for Cambridge. Takes that into the end zone for another 6 points. Colton Cotter is in for Maywood Hay Center, a freshman.
Great option play there, and able to get to the outside and good speed down the sideline. Another touchdown for the Trojans, 42-0 Cambridge.
Carter Moore is in the game for Maywood Hay Center.
As Cambridge is going to line up for the two-point conversion. And flags fly here. Or is there a timeout? It's a final over in Loomis. Loomis defeats Hitchcock County 48-22. Final score and that one. Timeout on the field. We'll take a break. Be right back. You're listening to High School Football on 103.9 The Hawks.
If it's green and grows, we got it. That's a promise from your friends at Copert Seed in Cambridge. If you're a producer of alfalfa, sorghum, Sudan, grasses, and cane, you can count on Copert Seed for quality seeds for maximum growth. So you know the product you buy will yield high results. Remember, if it's green and grows, they've got it at Copert Seed. Call them at 308-697-4848.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
There was a penalty on that. Yeah, the two-point conversion rolling here. Pressured and hit as he throws incomplete. And two-point conversion is no good, but the touchdown gives the Trojans a 42-0 lead over Maywood Hay Center with 28 seconds remaining here in this one. Impressive showing here in the second half, Greg. It was 12-0 and a half when we kind of felt it was anybody's ball game, but Cambridge making the plays. Their defense was stout all second half long, and they're going to go home here with a nice victory.
Yep, you finish up your home season if you're a senior with a big win and can go out off your home field with a lot of momentum going into that game against Overton next week. And, you know, Overton's big. They're fast. They're the real deal. But, you know, Cambridge stepped up tonight and played this real good Maywood Hay Center team. And kind of took it to them. So, you know, it's getting later in the year. Get rid of the penalties. That's got to start. They've got to get that out of their system because you can't go up against teams like Hitchcock County and Overton with their record and level of play. And Santino Preby in for Maywood Hay Center.
And received at the 15 in front of the 20. 25 and dives up to the 27-yard line. That's where the Wolves will take over with 20 seconds. And I don't even know if they're going to run a play. This might end the ball game.
Case Parent was listening. Lucas Mahanes was in there on that play for Maywood Hay Center. And that's going to be a final here.
Your final score, Cambridge 42 and Maywood Hay Center nothing. Take a break. Come back with our postgame show right here on 103.9 The Hawk.
Southwest Public Power District is a proud supporter of all our area athletes and wishes all the area teams good luck during the sports season. Southwest Public Power District is proud to be your electrical provider in Southwest Nebraska, serving the counties of Chase, Hayes, Dundee, Hitchcock, and Red Willow. Southwest Public Power District, providing powerful solutions for changing times. Good luck to all the area athletes from Southwest Public Power District.
I keep telling you, these folks are good at real health care, which means they're always working to improve health care outcomes for their patients. To that end, Decatur Health in Oberlin is part of the Get With The Guidelines, a national program to improve outcomes for stroke patients. Not only is Decatur Health a part of the GWTG program, they recently received a Bronze Award for their continued improvement and work with that program. Once again, proving the health care professionals at Decatur Health are passionate about your well-being. Decatur Health, where passion and healing come together.
M&B, there is a difference. M&B.
In the heart of farming, your financial roots matter. I'm Mitch Johnson with M&B Bank. With deep agriculture roots and a passion for farming, I'm ready to help guide you through the lending process. From an operating line of credit to real estate loans, I'm here to help you grow. Come see me at the McCook location, and let's talk about your farm's future. Call me at 308-345-4240. M&B Bank, there is a difference. Member FDIC. M&B.
Football time at Pizza Hut on North Highway 83 in McCook. Hungry football fans, listen up. Enjoy the College Saturday Special. Buy any large pizza and get a medium one-topping pizza for free. Indulge in all their unlimited salad bar for just $4. Craving wings, buy six or eight and get a set free. And don't miss out on $3 tall draft beers. During game time, get the great deals, great food, and a great time. Only eligible for dine-in only. Your McCook Pizza Hut, where football and flavor collide on North Highway 83 in McCook.
It's the best teams in the biggest games on 103.9 The Hawk.
Welcome back to our postgame show here on 103.9 The Hawk online, highplainsradio.net, and our 103.9 The Hawk app. A final from Cambridge tonight. The Trojans get an impressive win over Maywood Hay Center tonight. 42-0 was our final score here in this one. Mark Searcy, Greg Tinley here with you. Close game at half. It was anybody's ball game. 12-0 as we started the third quarter, but Cambridge, an impressive drive. Norton ended it with a one-yard run and a great naked bootleg around the corner. That was beautiful. 20-0, kind of felt like, oh, Cambridge is in control. And they added another three touchdowns in the fourth quarter. Allmeyer, 14-yard pass for Norton. Norton to Ruggles on that beautiful one-yard pass over there in the corner. And then the younger Norton, late run there, 28 yards down the near sideline, 42-0, and that was our final score here tonight. Cambridge 42, Maywood Hay Center nothing. As Cambridge improves to 4-2 on the year, get ready for the final two games of the regular season at Overton and at Hitchcock County. For Maywood Hay Center, they fall to 2-4 on the year, and they'll be at Hitchcock County. We'll have that game for you here on the Hawk next Friday night, and then they'll host Bertrand to round out the regular season. But, Greg, all game long, Cambridge defensively I thought was really good. They missed some opportunities offensively, had several penalties that were very costly. Going to have to fix those things. Maywood Hay Center had a couple opportunities in the first half, especially had some chance to get some momentum, didn't do it. In the second half, they were just really stymied. So both teams, some things to work on yet, but a lot to be proud of as well.
Yeah, you got to give both teams credit. They came in with a good game plan, and a few turnovers here and there didn't help anybody out tonight. And wind really wasn't a huge factor with anybody tonight. So just all around a good performance by Cambridge tonight. They come into a game that they really needed to win to keep their playoff points up. And, Maywood Hay Center, they got to regroup now and get a couple wins down the stretch. A very winnable game, I would say, against Bertrand and Hitchcock County. They're a good ball club, but Maywood Hay Center's got some talent there. They got some big kids up front, and it just wasn't their night. You know, they made some mental errors, made some mistakes. Some of the turnovers, Ruggles tonight had a great game defensively with two interceptions and a couple of real nice catches and runs. And, running backs did a heck of a job for Cambridge tonight. Just powered their way to yard after yard after yard. And give Maywood Hay Center credit. They've got a couple of really good stud players on that team. Dibron's a great athlete. Mm-hmm. And, You know, he's going to do well for him down the stretch, and I think he's only a junior, so
correct. Yep.
He's got another year to come. But congratulations, Cambridge, Coach Rice. Big win for them tonight. And, congratulations to the seniors who've worked 4 years and finish up their season. Well, maybe they may end up with a playoff game here.
You never know.
But regular season, you know, they just finished up a senior that they can be proud of.
Again, the final score here tonight, Cambridge 42, Maywood Hay Center nothing. Here on the M&B Bank scoreboard. Reminder, more high school football tomorrow night. Here on the Hawk, I'll be up at Juanita Palisade as the Broncos host the defending six-man champs, SEM 70 Edvo Miller, and for that six-man matchup. And over on KI6, McCook Bison welcome in the Hastings Tigers. Pregame at 6, kickoff at 7. Again, coming up tomorrow night, lots of high school football yet to be played here in southwest Nebraska. Other scores from big games tonight. Again, the big one, Dundee County Stratton comes back after a tough loss to Arapahoe last week to defeat the St. Pat's Irish 42-21. And Loomis defeats Hitchcock County tonight by the final score of 48-22. So this district right now it's coming down to Loomis and Overton probably to get the district title. But Cambridge going to be in the mix, has a chance to say something, especially next week against Overton.
Yeah, if they could pick up a win against Overton and then against Hitchcock County, you know, they're – one loss to Loomis is tough to overcome, but, you know, Loomis continues to win. They can they hold their destiny right now, Loomis does. If they can win out, they've got the district title. But if you're Cambridge, you're looking for two big wins here to end out the year and crank those playoff points up because both teams are over 500. Overton, obviously, a Division I for playoff points, and Hitchcock County with the loss tonight, probably Division II.
Yep.
But that's some huge playoff points, and you get those two wins, finish year 6-2, you're going to be hosting the first round.
Yep, so a lot to be played, but season winding down here in southwest Nebraska. Well, Greg, thanks again for helping me out. Appreciate it, buddy.
You bet. Glad to do it anytime, and I'm sure we'll see each other down the road because I'm sure we'll be working Arapahoe in the playoffs with no doubt, and going to be some big ball games in our area. Arapahoe, Dundee County, Cambridge team looks like they're probably going to get into the playoffs, and McCook keeps winning the way they are.
Yep.
They're going to go away. So if you haven't got out and watched some of these teams in southwest Nebraska, you need to do so. And by all means, if you have not seen a six-man game, get out and see one over at Bartley at Southwest because they are just a fun game to watch, very exciting. And Southwest is a good ball club, so you won't miss nothing there. And congratulations to that Southwest volleyball team tonight.
Yep.
Huge triangular win for them over Alma and Overton. So congratulations to them and Mr. Barnett's wife, Kim, on another couple wins. And I believe, Mark, that might put them at the 20-win mark for the year.
I think it does now with those two wins. So, yeah, impressive showing by the Rough Riders. And
Cambridge picked up a big win tonight over Maywood Hay Center in volleyball. So good luck to the area teams coming down the stretch. Softball district's coming up here before long.
Bison get the host.
Bison get a host. That's so great. That's good for them. Glad to see that. And we'll hope they do well there and move on to a district final. So see Coach Rice sneaking in here behind us.
Yep. Congratulations, Coach. Get the win here tonight. Again, 42-0. It was the final on this one. Well, that's going to wrap up our broadcast here tonight. For Greg Tenley, I'm Mark Searcy. Thanks for listening to our high school football game of the week on 103.9 The Hawk. Good night, everyone.